The Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
What was it like when you, the night of the election, and you have to talk to President Clinton? And had you talked to him much during the campaign directly? Probably not, I wouldn't think.
Not a lot. We sort of talked past each other. We had two debates, but nobody showed up. And but I called him, collect, and... well, you know, our campaign's been broke for months. Okay, bye. Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel? Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
Stellar job today, I might add.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given. Because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Shut up!
Well, first of all, I want to address something. Here ESPN is trying to f*** me. And you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your family too. Now let's talk about the game.
No, he's not retarded.
Want to get high?
Joe.
Want to get high?
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Want to get high?
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Want to get high?
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Want to get high?
Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now, where were these guys today at our big lunch when we needed them, huh?
We're in the kitchen.
Get out of here. I hate them. I love that food tasting funny.
A true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. The man of faith. The man of hate. His soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Joe's rocket ship and all the ships at sea. Happily sailing aboard the rudderless ship, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah!
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah!
Hey, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike, your new episode on this Wednesday. Honorary 29ered. Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And here we are back from our lunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, we're wearing our grown-up clothes.
Very nice.
Yes. I thought we complimented each other very well. You were John Gotti, and and I was kind of like L.A. Cash.
Especially now that I've dropped some libs.
Yeah.
I'm really into the shiny shirt and the matching...
You look like a gangster today.
Shiny tie.
Yes.
I know that the movie Casino was based way back in the 70s.
If you could, you'd wear those colors, too.
Yeah, I would. I swear to God, I would. The more...
Which, there's no reason why you couldn't... You couldn't blaze a trail.
Sure. There's one great scene in Casino. It's where De Niro sits behind his desk, and he's fired the idiot
who's running the slot machines downstairs, the guy who somehow is...
The cowboy.
...mobbed up, somebody with the Las Vegas board of whatever it is. And the guy in the cowboy hat comes to see De Niro to see if he can get his son-in-law the job back. And De Niro is sitting behind his desk, and the girl calls and says, hey, the guy's out here. And he says, give me 5 minutes. And he gets up. He's not wearing his pants.
Oh, no.
And he has these big nylon male stockings mm-hmm. that go all the way up to his knees.
Right.
And he goes over to the closet, and he very carefully takes out the pressed pair of...
Perfectly pressed pants.
...of baby blue slacks,
yeah.
All polyester.
Of course.
That he slides on over the baby blue socks and into the baby blue loafers.
See, you're a dandy is what you are.
And he has the baby blue shirt and the baby blue tie, mm-hmm. and then tops that off with the baby blue blazer.
He wears a lot of color schemes in there that I think even during the 80s you didn't see a lot of people. If I saw somebody wearing those kind of clothes in the 80s, I'd be afraid of them.
It's a look I embrace, though. The silvery, I got silver and I got maroon and I got black and I got blue. The shiny shirt with the shiny matching tie.
Did you get that stain on your tie today?
Yes, I did, Mike.
During the meal?
Yes, I did.
Because I didn't see it at the very beginning, and then you got it there during the meal.
Just came back.
That's the problem with that look, though. Yeah. You get a stain, and it jumps out at you.
Or you do the thing that Alan does, which I refuse to do, that retarded thing when you're having lunch.
Throw
and you
the tie.
And you throw the tie over your shoulder like that.
It looked very gay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had our meeting with Alan.
Good.
And I'm sure a lot of you watched the State of the Union address last night. You'll be glad to know that we came up with some questions for our man, Joe Ardinger.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joe.
In an upcoming segment, you're going to hear Joe's Man on the Street interview.
Very good.
Where Joe talked to a bunch of normal citizens today and asked them the following questions. Hello, I'm CBS's Joe Van Susteren. May I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio?
Right.
Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address? Do you, as an American, feel we should declare war on Iraq?
Does he say address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stiller? And then later we changed it to Osama bin Stein or Osama bin Franklin. This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
There you go.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
Wow.
And finally, another two more. The last one, this one's mine, the last one's Rob's.
Right.
This one was mine. What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
Right.
And then Robbie has the last question. Finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with the movie Kangaroo Jack? those are our poll questions.
Excellent.
Very
You'll
good.
Hear the results. Let me see. Last night, 56% of Americans thought it was convincing, 23% dramatic, 7% boring. Are we heading in the right direction? Yes, 61, no, 39. Without turning this into a boring political show, I watched it, and if it was a TV show, I'd say the second half was better than the first.
Second half was exhilarating, because it's like our good friend Patton Oswalt said. He's not good at the warm and fuzzy, take care of you and your family.
Yeah.
You get him on war, though, and he goes nuts. He loves that.
I was watching it for a while with my wife and my son until Bart got bored, and then he walked away. And then Frida got mad at him, I think, and she didn't want to keep watching. I watched it, and I went upstairs, and I said, man, you know, he declared war on Iraq. I mean, he didn't do it, but he came about a nun's pube away from announcing. I mean, he announced it.
And I think the first time a president has ever gotten on a State of the Union and really said that he whacked somebody. You know, and at one point he said that thing about, and certain others have met another fate. Mm-hmm. Let me put it this way. They won't be a problem for us or our allies. Tough guy.
Hey, and how about that Iraqi torture, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus effing Christ.
Well, you know, he's...
You do that stuff in front of... They do it to the kids in front of the parents.
Yes. Yeah, he's making his case.
And they use metal devices, and they got hot wax.
And acid. Not hot wax. Hot wax.
They have rooms with hot pipes wax that drip acid.
You it. I'll tell you what we're going to do with you. We're going to take care of that bikini line. You're going to be big trouble. He's making his case as a parent when he did that thing about the kids. I mean, in the whole spiel, I got a little caught up in it, but then when I settled down and when I, you know, I looked at old Ted sitting there, you know, who was the only guy in the whole Senate chamber who wasn't applauding at all.
No.
It was so funny.
He can't move his hand. He was in like Chris Farley in that, hey, big guy and a little Jack. And I mean, he really could not move his arms together.
Well, I noticed that, you know, when they show the Democrats, at one point you have... You have Senator Joe Biden, who's sitting next to, I think, Senator John Kerry. You got all these liberal Democrats there, and you're watching them. And the move is this. The move is, if you're not, you know, on the same wavelength as the president, you kind of stare at the speech. You know, they give you a copy of the speech.
Yeah,
and they're all doing that thing where they're...
You don't clap.
Well, they clapped. Some of them clapped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they only clapped when it was, like, something that everybody... No
can agree
what,
on
the
even
party,
the boss.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was like, you know, Saddam's a bad guy. Yes.
Right.
It was Medicare or something like that. He would only get... Half the room applauding.
Right.
But Bush comes out of his shoes. I mean, he hits the three-pointer when he's talking about killing guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so true. That is when he's really into it.
He gets a real boner.
He's from Texas.
And he's up there talking about the evil dictator. The dictator. And I think I like saying that word, dictator.
Yeah.
Dictator. And a lot of the eeriness, breathiness. Well, yes. Today, on the show, again, I want to give away the whole show right now. But yesterday we had two guys on. In separate segments, we had George W. Bush and we had Lucifer Satan.
Right.
Today they're going to meet on the show.
Wow.
Allegedly for the first time ever.
Huh. Yeah. I think that might be true.
I find that hard to believe.
I do,
but,
too.
But anyway, hello, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I just wanted to say I got a little wasted playing my own game, own drinking game last night. Did you see all the times that he licked his lips?
I was thinking about the drinking game, and one of the things in the drinking game was when he would say nuclear.
Oh,
and he said it every time.
Yeah. You would have been bombed. Well, no pun intended. You would have been bombed on that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there was the. I got the list here.
Wasn't it when half the house stands up?
When they showed the first lady, and when they showed the first lady not smiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think she. You know, at the very beginning of the speech, they showed her. I was thinking, you know, it's funny, when you read that list, all I was thinking about when I watched the State of the Union was the drinking game. It was so funny.
Yeah.
And they showed Laura Bush, and she was not frowning, but she wasn't smiling. And then right before they're going to take the camera off her, she gives a little
big grin. That big grin. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, did any one of you all play the drinking game last night?
No, I didn't.
Did you play it?
No, I didn't play it.
No, but if you had of, I believe you would have probably went through a half gallon of water.
It was incredible. There's so many moments there.
I mean, every time they stood up, I believe, except for about three, it was over half of the crowd. So, you know, you would have went through some shots on that alone.
But some of the big ones were not hit last night. For instance, don't mess with Texas.
No.
Yeah, I think that was a five shot phrase.
Yeah, he didn't say that.
That was never said. As far as I could tell, he never mentioned Martin Luther King.
Mm-mm.
He never mentioned MLK to defend his affirmative action position, which was another big one.
Yeah. I have a question. Does the director of Homeland Security, Governor Tom Ridge, does he have a glass eye?
I don't know.
You know, maybe it's because of Rob with the Dixie Chicks and all the cross-eyed talk. They showed him a couple of times, and one eye was filled with expression, while the other was one of them dead eyes.
Hello, Don and Mike. We call that a fetroism, Mike.
A fetro.
Hello.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you guys made a big mistake, and I know you all are really important on details. The State of the Union is not held in the Senate chamber. It's in the House chamber.
Who said
it was in the Senate chamber?
Don, you said it was in the Senate chamber.
When?
About 2 minutes ago.
I didn't hear it.
Didn't notice.
Okay, play back the tape.
Sure, I'd be glad to. If in fact I didn't say that, what are you willing to offer up?
Certainly not my phone number.
Certainly not your phone number. So you're not really 100% convinced?
I am 100% convinced, but I
but not enough to give out your phone number?
I am far too high profile to do something like that.
Well,
you're too high profile? Do you care to give us any hints? Outside of being a high profile a-hole?
Jeez. You didn't have to go there.
Sorry.
Sure. Yes, sure you did, a-hole.
Wow.
Wow. I think you're absolutely wrong. I don't think, because, I mean, I was sitting here listening to him, and I usually am, you know, I pick up on stuff like that. I didn't hear it.
I don't think so either. Exactly when did I say this allegedly?
Well, right, it was before the comment when you made that, when you said that the half of the House stands up, because I was thinking you were on the right track. It was right before
that
you made reference. Yes.
That was Mike who said that.
I apologize.
For what?
I have no idea. Mike made the mistake. I'm sorry.
Wait, but I didn't say Senate.
You said the Senate chamber.
I think I said the House chamber.
No, you didn't.
I'm pretty sure I said House chamber.
I'm pretty sure you did not.
Well, again, how sure are you? I mean,
you're sure enough
to call and try to bust our balls.
No, I'm not busting your balls. I just think that...
One thing you're going to stop this little like staccato patter that you've got here. You're going to start talking like a normal human being if we're going to continue this conversation. You're going to relax and stop doing, hey, I did. Yeah, but. Stop talking like... Don't talk like that. It pisses me off.
And can you imagine what it would be like in your everyday, as you call it, quote-unquote, high-profile job if...
Yeah.
Let's say, and I didn't hear Mike say that, or myself, but let's say that perhaps one of us did make that minute, absolutely.
You know, in this country today, I don't think we need to be making light of detail.
Can you imagine you, perhaps, at your job, and somebody coming back and saying, wait a minute, I ordered that Big Mac with no onions, and there's onions on my Big Mac.
Are you implying that I'm a McDonald's?
I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to tell you that if I said that, I was not even aware of whether it was the House or Senate chamber where they do the State of the Union. I don't think I made any.
Out.
Oh, you're just an a-hole.
Mm-hmm. You're just a jerk off.
Just a jerk off. A pure jerk off.
Well, doesn't matter. I'll get your number anyway.
Welcome to Washington.
There you go, coward.
There's onions on.
Hello.
The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. If you know the number...
He's a C blocker.
Hello, could I go? Yeah.
He's a call blocker.
I'm pretty sure you did. I'm so cool.
I got news for you.
On the big radio show that I wish I was on, but I'm not, because I'm a fag and I can't do it. I don't talk like this
anymore.
Well,
in this time, in this age in America, you know, we have to take care of mistakes. Jeez, if that's the case, if we really are worried about mistakes, someone should call your mom and ask her 21 years ago why she didn't take the pill. Or 22 years or 20 years ago, how come no one went in with a wire hanger?
I don't know.
How come your mom didn't go to Mexico to have an abortion?
I don't know. Hey, I'm going to talk like this the whole time.
Hey, all I know, man, is that it's the House, it's the Senate, man. It's a real important time, man.
I wish I had a radio show, but I don't. But I'm going to feel real cool, like, for a moment, because I'm so jealous.
Not to mention the fact you're embarrassing us in front of one of our new superiors.
Yes, yeah. we've got a big new wig in town, and look what you did.
God, you a-hole.
Look what you made me do.
You dumb a-hole. Well, let's see what Michael... Hughes thought of our deft handling of that semi-negative phone call.
Very good.
Alex.
Hey, is the new guy there?
No, he's actually on a conference call.
But he's here.
So he's not even listening?
No, he's busy.
Oh, come on. Is he in your office? Where is he at?
No. I think he is...
Charlie, where is he at?
He's in his office where there's no radio or any kind of audio and the door's closed.
Right. So he is in your office.
No. He has his own office here for one day a week, and that's where he'll be.
The new guy has his own office.
Yes, for one day a week.
Hmm. Whose office did he take over?
Bretta's.
Oh,
right, it's right next to the green room.
That office. That's his office.
Yeah,
a nice office.
No, it is a nice office. As offices go around here,
it's kind of small, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, one day a week.
For one day a week, it's plenty big.
Who'd they kick out?
Bretta.
Well, no. Bretta was kicked out a long time ago,
exactly.
Right? But I mean,
he's been gone. It's empty.
Is Bretta since she left?
Yeah, he's the reason.
Wasn't Steve Johnson in there?
No.
Steve's back around the corner.
Oh, in a cubicle or a real office?
No, he's got a real office.
Is it bigger than the new guys?
A little.
Yeah.
Well, I think Steve Johnson ought to vacate into Bretta's office.
Al, how about that meeting today with the new... What is he? Is he a vice president?
Yeah, he's a senior VP.
How about that meeting with that new senior vice president of Infinity Broadcasting?
It was great. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I especially enjoyed it when he asked us our opinion about some things like Here's a great question. We're sitting down. The first time we met this guy,
mm-hmm.
new piece of meat, new Infinity guy, new, you know, he's the nitwit of the week. I know, who knows how long he'll have the job. But he says to us at one point towards the end, how come you guys aren't syndicated to a bunch of really, really big cities? And it's like, oh.
And that's when we could have, I mean, really, that lunch could have gone three more hours after that.
I looked at Mike and it was just like, do you believe this idiot asked us this question? Right? It ain't because of us, my friend. It's because of you guys.
Yeah, it was, you know, I've been through so many of those. I enjoy the food.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, I mean, I at this point, I've been through so many of these, and I'm not really included in a lot of them, and I don't really give a rat's ass right. whether I'm there or not. So I sit down, and I was glad it was, you know, it was Artie's, because I could enjoy the chow.
Yeah,
you know?
Good restaurant.
Hey, how about that waitress, though?
Oh, how many times did she come by?
We had an ADD waitress who was on Coke or Speed or Black Beauties or something.
She was the interrupter.
Is everything all right? Can I get another drink for anybody? How was your salad? How was your soup? Would you like some bread? Is everything okay? I'm just checking. Is everything okay? Is the meat cooked?
You're supposed to come by, the way I understand it, you're supposed to come by kind of like just peruse and just see if anybody's looking up, and not like 8-9 times
right.
say, is everything okay? Do you need, you know, I mean, and not after every course, especially when you were hip to the fact that it might be a little business meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you made a choice yet? May I recommend? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, of
blah,
course,
blah,
I blah. Like that early on, because I'm hungry.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't care about the conversation. When she came over, you know, they had the calamari special. You know, and I tell you, immediately, I separate myself from the rest of the group, from the rest of the radio people, and I include you in that group. And, you know, I sit there and I say, yeah, I think I'll have the calamari. Anybody else like an appetizer? No. And I'm like, oh, boy, well, I blew it right there. And then I was thinking about diving right in and going to the alcohol. But nobody was drinking alcohol.
You didn't order one.
I did. I said, I'll have a double vodka. I'll have Diet Coke.
So, Alan, how would you grade that meeting?
It was a 10.
And
was,
we,
I thought it was a 10.
We may live to regret this, but we actually gave Alan our vote of confidence, for whatever it's worth, with this new schmuck.
I don't know what you were thinking of that.
We gave him our vote of confidence that he should be the full-time general manager.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe I've ever heard you have so many kind words to say about a general manager.
However, I do have new... And Rob, I think I need a timpani, because I think that the entire staff here will be in very interested to know that... I was told today...
Oh, my God. I don't know if... Are you supposed to say this?
He didn't say not to.
Yeah, I think there was something there that he said keep on the...
No, it wasn't that. It was about the other thing. It was about the...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was right. That other thing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, the other guy's history.
Wow.
The other guy ain't coming back.
How about that?
So all you people around here, like, who have been secretly sending him memos and...
You better watch it.
Phone calls and everything. He ain't coming back.
Wow.
I mean, might not be Al that gets the job as general manager. Who knows? But it's certainly not going to be that. The other guy.
Hmm.
We found out that today.
Wow.
That was one of our questions.
Yes, sure. It was.
Good question.
And that was...
Thank you, Buzz.
That was a quick and decisive answer.
I stopped eating when Don asked that question.
Sure. The guy said, well, there's not a lot of these questions I give you a concrete answer on, but on that I can say, absolutely, he is not returning.
Wow.
And then did Mike do a spit take?
Then I sent crab cake flying across the restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a good meeting, though, Alan.
Yeah, I thought it was. I hope you guys thought the same, because...
I liked the guy. I genuinely liked the man.
Absolutely.
And I have been in many of those meetings where I would not say that I genuinely liked the guy.
I agree.
Is he in your office right now?
No.
He's in his own office.
He's in his own office.
Yeah. I'm just taking it all in. I'm listening,
Rob,
to you guys.
Go knock on the door and ask him if he'll take a phone call from us, would all you right. please? He's in Bretta's office. Why don't you introduce everybody to the new guy? You know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. He seemed to enjoy the fact that we talk about the show on the air and that we talk about the behind-the-scenes stuff.
That's you good. Think?
I think he seemed to... Don't you remember...
He's going
to
learn something right now.
Don't you remember... Here's one of the things he said.
Yeah.
Here's why you guys do so great. Because you got your... And he's right. You got your average person that comes out of work. The boss right. is a jerk. They get in the radio for 45 minutes, an hour, driving home. They hear you talking to your boss, and they hear your boss is a jerk, too.
Right. Exactly.
I don't know if he's in it. There was no answer to the knock.
Hmm.
Knock harder.
All right.
Joe.
Knock it down or gaff.
Robbie, no offense. Hey, let me call Joe in.
Rob, can you demonstrate the
Joe.
Rob will come right up here and demonstrate the
ready? Want to hear how hard I knock?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Like that.
All right, Joe, go to Brennan's office. Knock very hard on the door and say, hello, Michael. Don and Mike would like
can
to
I just
speak.
Throw this at the wall?
No.
Hey, no. Joe.
Come on.
Joe.
No. Management.
No. Joe. No. Just go up and...
And maybe finish what's in your mouth. Finish chewing before you go down there.
Knock on the door and say, his name is Michael. Yes. Excuse me, Michael. Don and Mike would like to speak to you on the telephone.
Good luck, Joe.
Michael?
Oh, wait. You watch, Alan.
Jesus, you know, there's no happy medium.
I'm helping you, Joe.
And we have Rob on one side who makes a very nice impression, is you know, a little tentative with the upper management types, and then we go right to the vagrant.
Actually, you know what? It'd probably be better. I think he's finishing up a conference call. Why don't you wait till he's done with the call?
Too late. That bullet's already left the chamber. Hey, come on. He seemed to appreciate the fact that we do this show where we pull back the curtain.
You know, it is kind of like coming into a prison. It's a new fish.
Okay.
Here comes Joe. Joe's coming back right now.
Here he is. Hi, Joey.
I didn't even knock.
Yeah,
I just opened the door. He said 10 minutes. He's on a conference call.
Ah. Oh, all right. Okay. Can you just open the door?
Yeah.
It's a good mode.
Wow.
Joe.
I like that.
10 minutes. Okay, good.
Thanks, Joey. Bye-bye. See you, Al? 10 minutes.
Hey, there you go.
No problem.
All right.
I thought I just kind of said that, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, but we got a first hand from him, though.
Hey, and you paid, right, Alan?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there was that little...
It's a good move.
A little fight between those two guys. Wow. You know, that little fake fight that
that's
they...
That's good, though, that Alan... That's the right way Alan should
that
play
that executives
it.
Have, like, when right. the Alan's new boss wanted to pay Alan, said, no.
Alan, if you're no longer the acting general manager, you no longer have to do that. Then he takes the check.
I like that.
All right,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys, well, you did great.
All right, well, report. We all... You know, whenever you parade us in front of these dicks, we always do great.
You really do. It's surprising.
Yeah. I mean, we... You know, we clean up real nice,
right?
We sit down, we tell them what's happening.
Absolutely. We kind of do a good cop, bad cop thing.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I mean, noticed you ate a sensible meal today, Don.
Don ate a very sensible meal and didn't eat all of it.
Down 33 pounds today. You're goddamn right.
I'm up two. I'm up two from my initial 7-pound weight loss, which would be a net loss of 5.
Actually, after what you ate today, I think you're up 2 today.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't eat that much.
Well,
I had crab cakes and calamari appetizer and a Caesar salad.
And a bunch of cream sauce on the calamari and...
Oh, F you, Alan. I didn't eat that
Alan,
much.
Alan, I got news for you. Mike was defending you today as with as much vigor as I was.
I thought that I would add a light touch to Don's serious...
Was that when you guys broke out in that this has been a rudderless ship? Was that the defense?
Oh, you know what? He's a mess.
See, he's
you know, I think now I think you should have rethunk what you said.
Wow. He's retained everything that I said.
All the negatives.
No, I took that
don't,
as
don't
a
take the positive.
I took that as real positive.
I've been working with this guy 18 years. I've never heard him talk about any member of management, a program director, or a GM like that.
No, listen, I'm full of confidence when I hear rudderless ship.
all he remembers is rudderless ship.
I'm sorry, Captain Ahab, this right now. How long has it been since people at this radio station have known who the general manager is? What, 6 months?
Yeah, give or take.
I would say that's, you know, that's a rudderless ship.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we said good things too, right, Alan?
You know what? I actually don't remember that.
Now, come on now.
Oh, that is so unfair.
You did have a couple of nice...
You effing liar. You told me upstairs how much you appreciated what we said.
And it probably would have been all positive if you managed to get that press release out on time.
Yeah. It would probably have sounded all positive to me if you didn't start out by saying rudderless shit.
Oh, God.
Well, but the good news is that now everybody knows, at least everybody internally knows, that the other guy's gone.
I don't know if anybody knows any of that.
Well, I know, because Michael Hughes told me today.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
You were sitting there.
Well, I haven't
what
heard
anything. What are you talking about?
No.
You heard it with your same ears, and as a matter of fact, you said, there's not a lot I can tell you for sure, but I can tell you this for sure.
You think we'll be going to any meetings anytime soon?
Meetings with who?
The brass.
Keep it up, and I'm sure that can be arranged.
Very good.
Hey, come on, Al. This is all part of it, baby.
I know.
This is showbiz.
Come on,
I kid. I kid because I love.
Just relax.
You got to like this. Wait till we get him on the air. I bet he's going to like. He told me he used to be an overnight disc jockey. He's probably one of those frustrated types. That's why he's in management.
He'd love to be on the air.
Couldn't cut it as a DJ. So now he's some kind of vice president of this company.
Senior.
Guy's going to love the fact that he's on the radio. God, he's going to get all turgid and stuff.
He's all excited.
Let him come in and maybe we'll play a record. Let him talk of a record.
Absolutely.
God, you know the crap we had to sit through, though, when he was talking about how exciting it was for him to be at WPGC at 5 o'clock when they have some rap disc jockey come in and they do a mix at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
How exciting that was. Mm. I want to just throw my water in his face at that point. So you think that's exciting? Watching some big fat guy wearing a backwards FUBU jersey come in and do some mix?
That didn't do it for you?
No.
No.
Sure didn't, Mike. Sure didn't. That ain't exciting. But that seemed to do it for him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
He said it was a palatable excitement.
Huh. Just wait until 10 minutes.
Yeah, right, when he's on our show.
Real excitement.
Yeah. Well, I have some real excitement. I feel good, Alan.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Me too.
We're going to be here for many years to come.
Absolutely. Get that rudder right back on that ship.
Maybe.
Oh, listen.
Maybe.
You and I.
Well, 2 days in a row, I'm saying maybe with a capital M.
We'll be here for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe.
Why are you saying maybe?
Well, you know.
I'm not saying anything that's going
to
get us.
I know. You're walking right up to the edge. Speaking the truth. I understand.
And the stuff that I'm saying now, nobody said, shh, don't say anything, because there were a couple of things that were mentioned that they said, don't say anything, it doesn't go past this table.
Right.
And it won't go beyond the table, except all the people that I tell, you know, off the air. But other than that, it will not go any further.
Right.
The secret stuff that I know.
Yeah.
The good secret stuff.
Mm.
And Mike, hey, you know that good secret stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the secret stuff?
Nope. Give a rat's ass.
I live for the secret
oh,
stuff.
Oh, I know you do.
I live for it. I live for the gossip.
I live for that crab cake coming.
What's that?
I enjoyed that.
Sure.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Hey, has it been 10 minutes yet? Sure seems like it has.
Not quite.
Are you participating in this conversation now?
No, I'm listening. No, it hasn't been 10 minutes, I don't think.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
All right. So tell me, what's our heading right now?
Aye, aye.
I was just wondering,
the campus?
You know.
I don't follow.
You know, I'm still...
That was a reference to the rudderless ship.
Rudderless ship.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Listen, I thought it went well. I thought you guys did great. And he's a big fan, so what else do we want?
Oh, what else do we want?
You sound worn out, Alan.
You've been with this guy's been up your ass all day, hasn't he? How long have you been with this guy? Since what time this morning?
Michael got here about 10 today.
10 o'clock.
So you've been with from 10 to 2, and then you had our lunch from 1 o'clock, or actually 10 to 1, and with us from 1 till about 2:30.
Right.
And now then this afternoon, how long are you going to be with him this afternoon?
I'm probably just going to spend another half hour, 45 minutes with him.
Alan will be going down to the office and, like, whisking him down. Turn the monitors down.
Right.
And we were trying to tell the guy what good morale we have around here.
Uh-huh.
So everybody, you know, fake it today.
All right.
Everybody pretend like you really
and
like
And turn our
here.
Show up like you listen. That was the one you said. That's the only one you said that was a fib.
Turn it up.
No.
You said it's the same thing around here where everybody listens. And
no, I made sure that I said that
you
up.
You qualified
correctly.
It?
I qualified. I said... People turn the monitors up when we talk about management.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. You did.
Yes.
That's when you see the salespeople all gather around the speakers, and that's when the office works.
And that is true.
And that's when they pay attention.
That's when they pay attention.
Yeah. Like they are right now, I'm sure.
They're probably loving this.
Always.
Every minute of it. Well, maybe. Some of them are.
Gathered around. Some of them
and we work the room.
We do. We work the room. We say hi to just about everybody we can.
Every day.
You know, those people
everybody
we know.
Everybody that works here every day.
Those people that we know.
Yes.
Being as it's such a goddamn revolving door here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Brad.
The salespeople in and
hello,
out.
Brad.
Hey, and what a great, as long as we're on the topic of Brad, what a great client meeting we had with Brad the other day.
Really?
The nice people from Vermont Teddy Bear came
in. Hey, that was one of the better client meetings we've had.
The lady from Vermont Teddy Bear couldn't have been nicer.
Hi, Rhea.
She gave the whole spiel to Mike and I, and all Mike and I did the whole time was just say stuff like, can you believe what a moron Brad is?
And she loved it, and it was quick. Well, she knew it, that we know those bears. We know how to sell those bears.
She didn't have to do a lot of the selling.
No, that was, boy, I wish all clients would be like that lady. She was just, she knew what we, you know, were all about, and it was quick, and it was easy.
She showed us the teddy bears, and then after that, it was just, God, Brad, you are so useless. And she would laugh, and he would just sit there and go,
where's my commission?
Shucks. All right, Al.
All right, guys.
Well, listen, I just want to say, you know, God, I'm passionate about radio. I love it.
I know you do.
I love it. I love talking about it. I love being in the business. I love it. It's exciting. It's almost like being in showbiz.
Absolutely.
Almost like being in showbiz.
I like the part where you said you're going to become a consultant someday. That's when I almost passed like a kidney stone. And I don't even have kidney stones.
You don't even know.
I just went.
I've been offered jobs.
Yeah, but I mean,
that guy that I mentioned.
The fact that you said you want to do that someday, and I'm like, my God, a consultant. I said, what the hell is wrong with a consultant? Some of the lowest life forms you've ever spoken about.
But you know I wouldn't do it the way they do it.
No.
I go ahead and do it my way.
Right.
You know,
but you do like wearing the ties.
The backwards way.
So you like wearing the ties. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah, I like the shiny ties. I'm into the shiny ties.
Yes, we'll use them.
Did you like the shiny tie, Al?
I thought you looked like Tony Soprano today.
Yeah, you did look like Tony Soprano.
I go for the mobster look.
Yeah,
I like that.
The monotone, burgundy on burgundy.
Monochromatic.
Monochromatic.
Monotone would be your level
monotone
of speaking.
Would be, thank you very much for coming to Artie's. May I have the trout?
Hey, but you know what? He didn't order the red snapper. Good for him.
Well, they didn't have it on the menu.
Oh. First time we ever been to this restaurant with Ali. He always orders the same thing, red snapper. He didn't today. Hey, Al?
Yeah, guys.
Al, let's play. Before we hang up, let's play a game.
Yeah, go ahead.
Secret sound. What is this sound, Alan?
It's a rudderless ship.
Winner. Winner.
There ye go.
All right, Captain. We'll see you later.
All right, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, we'll check in with the new guy in a second. See what's happening.
You had nice things to say about Alan that meeting.
Here is one guy who actually, we're going to break here, actually did do our drinking game with the State of the Union address last night. Anthony.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Anthony, did you actually do the drinking game last night?
Yeah, I did. I only did it for a little bit because I got so messed up too quick drinking Hennessy.
Oh my God. God, how many shots, how many drinks of that did it take you to get bombed?
About 7, because it was when they were standing up when he was talking about the whole AIDS thing in South Africa.
Right.
Yeah, they kept standing up, and I was just taking shot after shot. I ended up vomiting. I took a couple bong hits for Buzz, too.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Well, that's the way to enjoy your State of the Union address.
Yeah, I don't think any, even your most severe drinker would not have been able to get through the State of the Union address in totality playing the drinking game.
Hey, we got to go. There's a big iceberg up ahead.
Yeah. Did you guys see Vic Mackey?
Did we see what?
Vic Mackey on The Shield.
You mean that show on FX?
Yeah. Did you see him? Did you watch The Shield last night?
No, I never watched it. Anybody?
Oh, that's
no
one a great movie. That's a great show.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
That's one of those hungover random thoughts.
Goodbye. Ahoy, mateys. It's time for you to be the 100th caller right now.
Aye, aye.
At 877-365-3636. Secret sound with the clue, red, white, and blue.
Any new clues being offered tonight?
Good. I have a new clue for you as well. Sound is worth $500. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Oh, how embarrassing.
The Don and Mike Show.
It had to be some kind of glitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
When I was
the queer duality. of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we are. Ready for a call number 100. And it's you. Hi, Don, on my show.
Do you have your 100th caller?
Yes, you are. And what is
it?
What's your name? Any idea?
Lisa.
Hi there. Where are you from?
Bluebell.
My dear, you've won the Blockbuster prize pack. You get a vivid copy of The Bourne Identity with Matt Damon.
Awesome.
I kind of like that movie, with a never-before-seen alternative ending. It's available now to buy or rent at Blockbuster, bringing an entertainment home. Now you'll play for 500 bucks.
Okay.
With The Secret Sound.
Okay.
And are you ready?
I'm ready.
For your new clue.
Okay.
Listen carefully.
Your previous clue was red, white, and blue.
Yes. Yeah.
Your new clue is yellow.
Oh.
Rob didn't like it. That may be a good sign.
Okay.
We'll give you 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Positive K.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Oh.
That's like Seinfeld on TV with my wife. It's, ow, turn that thing down. Damn, that's loud. Ow. Ow, eardrum bursting.
What's your man got to do with me?
I got a man.
I'm not trying to hear that, see?
I got a man.
Yeah.
Get to know Charlie.
I want to thank Charlie for helping with that song.
For 500 bucks, what's the sound?
I have no idea. I'm going to say Pepsi.
A Pepsi.
Yes. A bottle of Pepsi. You know, it's red, white, and blue.
Of Pepsi.
Yeah.
Could you? You have to be more specific.
Yeah.
No, I'm making it up, honey.
Pepsi Twist.
But what? But I mean, what about it? Are you saying it's a can of Pepsi Twist, a bottle of Pepsi Twist? What is?
Can of Pepsi Twist.
And what about the can?
What's it doing?
Opening.
Opening a can of Pepsi Twist.
And...
No. Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you, and don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
Dancing all around it now.
Yeah, that could be just an elaborate ruse. I warn our listening audience.
Well, I don't think so, Mike.
Pepsi. Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Wow. Is he still on the conference call?
He's still on the phone. Jesus, it's been more than 10 minutes.
Well, you know, when they say 10 minutes, they go,
means 20.
We call back to the nerve center.
Hello?
Joe?
No.
Who's this?
It's Charlie.
Oh, hey. I'm not used to you being in the nerve center. You've got to have a catchphrase now to answer the phone.
Okay.
Well, what would you like your catchphrase to be?
Well, I have to work on that. I have no idea.
Throw my feces.
I'm eating right now, so.
How about
shocker?
We make this quick.
How about just I'm eating?
I'm eating. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Charlie, whenever we call and you pick up the phone, you say I'm eating.
Okay.
All right. Whether you are or you aren't.
Could you send Joe back to knock on the new guy's door?
Hey, Joe, will you go check on the one day guy?
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Sure.
Okay. Bye bye.
Controlling the ship. We're going round and round in circles. That's because it don't have no rudder.
We're the rudderless ship. Yes, we are.
Here comes Joe Artinger.
Joe.
He's wrapping up this phone call as we speak.
Was he angry?
No. How can he be angry at me?
Who could be angry at you?
Exactly. Lay back. All right, we'll get him on here in a second.
Who could be angry at you?
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
I know.
Hi.
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 How are you?
Sampler. I think it's Arnold.
Arnold Soundboard, heard it many times. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I have a guess for the sound.
Well, you have to be the 100th caller, my friend.
They just had the 100th caller and she got it wrong.
No. First off, they is us, and us is we, and we are talking to you.
How long have you been listening to the program?
And only one person at a time is allowed to play the game.
Anybody that's listened with any frequency would know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
Well, why did you think? Is this the first day you're listening?
No, I didn't really know how the sound had worked because I'm usually at school at this time and I got out early.
I understand, and I guess you're not familiar with the whole radio contest thing where a station says be caller whatever and then that caller wins a prize. That's foreign to you?
No, it's not.
I don't mean to be harsh, but you are.
Yeah,
just,
I understand.
You're just so dumb. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bye-bye.
Fair.
Bye-bye. Incidentally, how long ago did your dad leave?
Oh,
he's gone.
He's gone.
Didn't get a chance to ask him, you know, what day it was at Hamburger U.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
They still have that? I mean, is that one of the things when McDonald's started losing
Chicago
money? I wonder if they...
Hamburger U. No, it's still open, Mike.
Really? You're sure of that?
I am relatively sure. I read an article about McDonald's recently.
Tell the truth. You're still getting the flyers from...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you heard about the Chief Moose movie?
No, I did not.
They're going to do a movie, and it's going to be Morgan Freeman as Chief Moose.
Did he get the starring role? I knew they were talking about making a movie about the snipers, and I think he was one of the guys. Is he going to be the guy?
Morgan Freeman as Chief Moose.
Well, we know that Morgan Freeman is going to be God in the Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, good.
So that'll be one opportunity for you to do Morgan Freeman.
I understand. Today we are going to get the sniper. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be a great time.
Hello, Don. Mike Show.
Yeah, when is Lisa going to be in Playboy?
Lisa's going to be in Playboy when I decide, and no day sooner.
I believe she submitted some photos. I don't know if she's heard back yet.
Oh, okay. Grant Napier is a douchebag.
Who's a douchebag?
Grant Napier.
Oh, come on, please.
Then why do you call us with it? And then he hangs up.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. There you go. Hi, hey, dumb callers, guys. Hi.
I'm going to try to change that. I've got a name for a band, but before I name it, I wanted to get your approval.
All right.
Nocturnal Emissions on a Biscuit.
Winner.
You know, too long, though.
You think?
Nocturnal Emission.
That's all you need.
Nice.
Nocturnal Emission on a Biscuit. N-E-O-A-B. Yeah.
It's got to be Nocturnal Emission or Issue on a Biscuit.
Issue on a Biscuit, I like.
I-A-B.
But I like Nocturnal Emission.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And in fact, it's so good, it's probably been taken.
I like, you know what? You call it S-word on biscuit, and then for short, it's S-O-B.
You mean S on a biscuit?
S-H-I
okay, on a biscuit.
Biscuit, S-O-B.
You right. Could call the band Nocturnal Emission and call the album On a Biscuit. That way you get the whole thought on the album cover.
Brilliant. There you go.
Thank you, my
friend. On a biscuit.
Rock on, guys.
On the album.
Yeah, right. Rock on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, should this brain trust seriously be sitting at the top of some record company, you know, executive office doing this? Look what we just did like that.
Hello? Hold on a second. This might be the dude calling us now.
Oh, it's an automatic ringback.
Oh, we're calling him. See if he picks up the phone. New Infinity.
He might have been briefed by Alan how not to answer your phone. He might be like George Foreman who ran out of the building.
After speaking to Alan, you mean?
Yes.
You know, I don't think I actually, I guess I did. Yeah, I did dial 869.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President Michael Hughes is making his way into the studio right now on the Don and Mike Show.
Where are my hands?
Hello there. All right. Get the man some headphones.
I told you, he used to be a disc jockey.
Rob, some headphones for Mr. Hughes, please. Welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
No.
Do I say 10 in a row at this point?
No, no, absolutely not. But we were made aware during our lovely lunch, and thank you for that, that you do have a history where you have actually been on the air and done some DJ work.
So how do you think that lunch went today? We were telling our listeners what we thought, and what do you think, Mike?
I thought it went great.
Thought it went great?
Yeah, it's good.
And let me see. What era were you a DJ in? Were you a DJ in the 70s?
70s and 80s.
70s and 80s. The best hits of the 70s and the 80s.
All right, Robbie, give me a jingle here. And
Michael, I guess you think it's pretty funny after that lunch I had that I got this can of Slim Fast sitting in back in front of me right now.
It's all about balance.
I was the big eater at lunch today. Hallelujah. Great craft cake.
Hey, you know what's driving Alan crazy is the whole rudderless comment.
We really thought that Don said some awfully nice things about Alan, and he seems to be fixated on the rudderless ship now.
And he didn't think you'd come in on the air with us.
Mm-hmm.
First time you guys brought it up, it was suspect. The second, you know, when it got to the third, money's being exchanged.
All right, Michael Hughes, new Infinity Vice President. Are you ready? The song is You Sexy Thing by Hot Chocolate.
What's the ramp time?
The ramp, I believe it's about, let me get it a try. I don't know.
Well, now you're you don't want to show up the senior vice president.
Well, I don't know at the time.
But if you talk it up, you're going to show him. You're showing off.
All right, hold on. Let me give him one I know.
Senior vice president.
All right.
Is it, what is it? What is the title?
I just drive the van and pass out bumper.
Very good. Okay. I think Alan said senior.
Love will keep us together. It's about seven. You ready?
Here. 7 seconds.
Michael Hughes, everybody.
359. 106.7. You gotta say the time. Just say the time three ways. No, I stepped on the post.
It's been a while. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while.
That was fantastic. All right, hold on. Now, I'll let you hear the intro first on the next one, okay? I'm gonna give you a lot of time on this one. If you remember this chart topper by Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Don't you remember Sky High?
Sure.
All right, now let's...
Sky High.
Here you go. There's a post at a post at 10. But you got to walk it all the way right here, and your time is... 16 and a half.
Right, 16 and a half. It's more than the previous 7 seconds. Here we go.
Is there a weather forecast somewhere?
Do we have a weather forecast? Today, rain, temperatures in the mid-40s.
You ready?
Cloudy tonight, rain diminishing.
Michael Hughes Show.
KCBQ. Pretty much.
Yeah. Where's KCBQ?
San Diego.
San Diego.
You're on.
Jigsaw. What's the weather? Rain today.
Rain today.
Cold.
Temperatures of 40.
Any ice?
Chance of ice tonight.
Chance of ice.
Get the call.
4 o'clock. Straight up.
All right, I think we've established why you are in upper-level management now.
Wow.
It didn't last long. I had no groupies.
No groupies at all?
No.
I used to pick up girls all the time on the phone. God, so easy. It's like, see, to me, it's like... It's so easy. Hey, Michael Hughes with you. Good afternoon. I used to be a lonely dish guy. Get down. I'm a guy wearing a suit and a tie. We're in Trinity Broadcasting. Running a ship. WJFK. 4 o'clock. Hey, check out Arsenio Hall at the CBS show. That's called Synergy, man. It's Shining Star.
Yeah.
See, that's easy.
Could somebody get a towel for the microphone?
That's easy. Okay, I'll give you one more.
Oh,
it's got a real, real...
A long one or a short one?
You want long or short, Michael?
Who do the Wizards play tonight?
Oh, he's looking at
what he's doing. He's trying to get some content. That's what it is.
Show prep.
You want long or short?
Shortest.
Short?
Story
Shortest.
Of life.
Lady Marmalade.
You guys have this stuff here?
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff.
I got tons of my great CDs. You ready? Michael Hughes Show. KCBQ.
Wizards in town tonight taking on Bruins.
Bruins, sure, yeah. Right.
It's hockey.
Yeah, it's hockey.
Wow. You suck.
The last
thing out of your mouth, no matter what you say, no matter how disjointed, it's always the call letters.
All letters.
Even if you're just you're off on a tangent, you just stop what you're saying to get the call letters in.
Don't you have the jingle shout?
Do we have a jingle? Do you need a shout?
WJFK.
Oh, yeah. Do you want one of Rob Spiewak? Do you want one of those? Robbie, will you give me some jingles?
I can get you some jingles.
You get some regular jingles?
I don't need jingles. When am I done?
All right, one more record. One more record. How about You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet? Baby! That's a pretty easy one. I'll tell you, you can fill this one up by saying, I'm Michael Hughes. I'm here for the Tuesday afternoon get-together.
Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday, I'm sorry. It's 4:03. It's cloudy. And
we already did the weather, though.
Well, that really didn't count because you helped him out, though.
It's the morning show.
And the call letters.
Yeah, and you can say that tomorrow morning, Howard Stern and his wacky morning zoo crew will be here. Howard and Robin and Jackie. Oh, no,
Jackie's not there anymore.
Howard and Robin and the whole wacky gang will be here tomorrow morning to wake you up.
Play some shouts.
Or you could do this thing where you just say, hey, I'm Michael Hughes, and actually, here's the big surprise. I'm here to fire the entire staff.
Now we got this one. We got
WJFK.
That's a good
there
one.
There you go. Now, back time that to the post.
Back time that to the post? What do you mean?
I don't know.
Are you ready? Here you go. And?
WJFK.
I'm Michael Hughes. Join Howard Stern and his wacky zoo crew tomorrow morning on JFK. WJFK 106.7.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Wednesday afternoon get together.
What are you going to be doing the rest of your afternoon, Michael? Firing everybody.
Hey, you nailed it.
All right. Yeah.
That's a winner.
Bravo.
That's a winner. So you've walked around, you've seen the radio station, the rudderless ship.
Indeed.
That's killing Alan right now. You said so many nice things to Michael about Alan. That's the thing he remembered, and that's, of course, now what we're talking about.
Four or five times you said that.
So now you've been around the station. What do you think about things here?
Good group of people.
Good group?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you meet Jason?
Jason behind me?
No.
I'm Buzz. That's Buzz Burbank. It's our newsman right there.
Hi, Buzz. Michael.
Nice to meet you.
That's Rob Spiewak.
Got a news voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he does. That's why he's in that room.
That's what I do.
And he's quite a nice, he's a very talented writer.
Very nice guy.
Thank you.
Not that stable.
Yeah.
Just
right. a lot of personal.
I'll check his file.
Okay, yeah.
Please. And a swinger. Not kidding about that.
Yeah.
A while ago, I don't know if you're into this, Michael, but he and his wife did the old, you know, swabberoonies.
Spotted past.
Anyway, he did it. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And a pleasure meeting you, and great meeting today.
Yeah, man.
Thanks
and not many in. Guys would come in here. We'll give you a round of applause.
Yeah, yes. Good job.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Now you can go back and see the very nervous Alan Linewall.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, we're going to have to call him now.
You know what that's called? Ladies and gentlemen, that's called establishing a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, as Alan prized his underpants from between his butt cheeks.
Exactly.
Alan. Hey, we just had our man Mike Hughes in here being a DJ.
Yeah.
You know what? I just was on a conference call and I missed it.
Oh, I'm so sick of conference call.
Al, he was in here talking up records. He was having, dare I say, the time of his life.
Yeah. There you go.
He was having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a good couple of days here in Washington.
It's
Michael.
Fantastic.
He really liked it.
He absolutely loved it. He wasn't dying to get out of here. like somebody shot him out of a cannon.
Yeah, but he came in.
He came in. That's the important part.
He came in. He sat down. He did his whole thing. I want to say, hey, everybody, Michael Hughes with you. Here's what's happening at WJFK. Well, first off, as you know, it's a totally rudderless ship. Our course right now is unknown. And I want to say hi to Alan Linewand. And Alan, I want to assure you, you have job security. I have a 72-hour contract I'd like you to sign right now. WJFK.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's fun.
I think it's been just a terrific day.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
What do you think, Alan?
I think it's great. I'm thrilled.
Good. Everybody's happy, Don.
Yeah.
Just like that waitress.
Just like that waitress.
Hey, Al.
Yo.
How about saying hi to Rob?
it hasn't been that good a day.
He won't do it. All right. See you.
All right,
later.
Guys. Have a good show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. And right.
Click.
That's got to kill him.
Oh, wow.
That's got to kill him.
Hey, I guarantee you, he won't get that treatment anywhere else he goes.
No.
Not a chance.
No. Go over to PGC and watch another guy do another rap session.
Ooh.
Another mix session for you.
Exciting.
Jesus, 5 o'clock mix. Mixing my ass. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike, how can you get so ass-kissy under authority when you have a figure of authority there? Don is pretty strong, but you're pretty ass-kissy.
You know, I completely agree with you, sir. I totally agree with that. Absolutely. I've always responded to authority in a different way.
But Mike, I want to tell you.
What, sir? What? What else do you have to say?
How come I used to say starring Don and featuring Mike O'Meara, and now you don't say that anymore?
Oh, we dropped that many years ago.
That's back, I think, in the morning show days.
Right.
No, you still did that in the afternoon.
You know, Mike, I've identified this guy.
Yes.
Troublemaker, and he's the conquer and divide troublemaker.
Yeah. But, you know, really, I agree with him. I mean, I react differently. When we get a suit in here, an upper-level management guy, I definitely get a little ass-kissy. It's something that I've done my whole life.
Sorry.
That's just the way it is.
I like playing with him. And a guy like that, he's easy to play with because he tipped his hand already. He used to be a disc jockey. Mm-hmm. The guy likes radio. I mean, if
he that, could, that, you know, I'm, you know, sir, I'm really sorry if that offended you.
Well, I'm just worried about you.
What are you worried about?
Well, I think you're worried about getting.
Now, hold on, let me give me a second with this. Just give me 5 seconds.
All right.
This guy. Let me just handle it. Why do you worry about me?
Well, I just think you're worried about your job, and that's why you do that.
I am. I've always been worried about my job.
Give a, you know what.
Yeah, you know, I think Don is very concerned for his job, but in a different way. I'm a little different as far as that's concerned. But I'm worried about my job, absolutely. Don't you think that's a smart thing to be? Always concerned about your job?
Yeah, it's probably the alimony.
Yeah, that might have something to do with it, too.
There you go.
I think, you know what, more so now than before. Absolutely.
All right. Well, we love you, Mike.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Not on the air.
See, and I thought you were goofing with him because you were, like, giving him the the kiss-ass treatment, and it was just flying right over his head.
But you know what, really, in all seriousness, I mean, I do agree with what he said, and, you know, and with the alimony, absolutely more. Well, I can't dispute if it's not true. Can't dispute it at all. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I like that guy. I like that more than, and I've had meetings with, how many suits have we had meetings with?
About 10.
Where the guy was, was actually, and how many guys would actually come in here and do this?
He's the first.
He's a good guy.
He's
I like
nice. He's the first.
But I'd kiss his ass even if I didn't like him.
Yeah.
This is what I do.
That's why we do the good cop, bad cop thing
it
so
works.
Well.
It's absolutely true. But then again, when we go out to the meetings when we're not on the air, you know, I mean, I'm forced to put in my token 2 cents, but I really could care less. I mean, I really could. I just want everything to go well. I want everything to go smoothly. I want everybody to like each other, you know, just so I can make the payments.
Right.
Don't worry, Mike. Mm-hmm. 2 words, my friend. Guaranteed contract.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. And, I mean, didn't the starring and featuring, didn't I write that?
Yeah. Yeah, you did when the show, Hello, Niedermeyer, or whatever, McFly,
mm-hmm.
The show has changed over the last 18 years.
Right.
We did used to do a show like that, but it was also called The Morning Zoo Show.
Yeah, absolutely. Things change over the years.
Different deal, man. Hey, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I heard the F word on the phone. That was cool.
Did you like the way I said that to that guy at the very end, sir?
Hey, two quick things before I tell you my
Thank
story.
You. That's
about
a yes.
The Union. First what? Of all, I just wanted to say to the two of you, good luck.
Good luck to who?
To both of you.
Oh, that's because of what the guy said to us upstairs last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Timely.
Secondly,
hey, listen, I got a question.
Sure.
Could you slow down a little bit? Come on,
okay.
Move.
Let me get back to my story, then.
Oh, come on. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Dynamite, what's going on, buddy?
Hey.
Hey, I got a question for you. You know how y'all doing that TVQ radio intro deal? I'd like to try that out, if I may.
What are you talking about?
You know that little intro y'all do for a song and you give about...
Do you think that this guy should have the right to talk on the record if he can't articulate what it is?
No, he can't. And I just have one more that I'd like to send out right now. And if he's still in the building... TVQ. On behalf of everybody at the Dynamite Show... To Mr. Michael Hughes, it was a great pleasure to meet the man in the Hughes Corporation.
Oh, I'd like to know where you got the notion.
So that's the name of this group.
Yes.
The Michael Hughes Corporation.
Can I? Is there an outside chance I don't ask very often? Can I talk one up?
You want one?
I'd like to send one out to the anybody who's a member of management.
All right. Here you go, Mike. How about we're in disc 4, Robbie?
Yeah.
What are you? Give me a choice here.
Yeah, I'll give you a. You could have Hello, It's Me.
Mm-hmm.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero.
Right.
Love Train.
Right.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Nice.
I like Midnight at the Oasis, please.
You got it. 19.
Always.
Got to start it early because I have something, you know.
All right.
It's only like 4 or 5 seconds, right?
Right. It's a shorty.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one's going to go out, so you need to start it when I, you know.
Okay, hold on.
This is Mike O'Meara. I'd like to send this out to Infinity Management, ladies and gentlemen. I'll kiss every single one of your asses. Thank you.
Miss out at the Oasis.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Thank you. Send your camel to bed.
Maria Maltar.
Shadows painting on faces.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Yeah.
I had my own little drinking game last night during the speech. Oh, first I want to say, your interview with Bush yesterday was wonderful. Much more interesting than the actual speech we heard
last night. We'll be back on today. And hold on, I have one more request. I want to tell you my Presto Requesto instant request line is ringing now from Philadelphia. I want to send this one out to Tim Sabian, who's wondering what the F we're playing these songs for.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend.
It's fun.
He's nervous now.
Yeah. Hey, man. Right now, Tim is really going nuts.
Come on, man. It's a rock station.
Because we're playing bad songs.
Yeah. He doesn't like that.
Goodbye, my friend. Tim doesn't get it. That our listeners will get the joke.
When all the birds are singing in the sky.
That's a seriously old record.
I don't know about that. We're the rock station. And you're playing Seasons in the Sun? Oh, I've cut my jumper.
We have joy, we have fun, we have
jugular.
Okay.
Nuclear.
Hi there.
My drinking game last night was I was drinking beer out of a shot glass just every time the president said America.
Well, then good luck. I mean, you're drunk in the first 5 minutes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, this is Rick.
Yes, Rick.
I just wanted to tell you guys I've been listening to you for a very long time. I love your show.
Thanks.
And the behind the curtain stuff just cracks me up. I show teeth every time you guys do that.
And well, you know, radio's a funny business, and radio really is no different than any other business. I mean, in some ways, it's you know, we're very blessed to do something that we love doing, but there's a-holes, and there's nice guys, and there's jerks, and there's peer pressure, and there's cliques, and there's all the same stuff that happens in anybody's job.
Absolutely.
In anybody's office.
But it's all funny, and you guys do it really well, and I really appreciate that.
I said there was cliques. Yeah. And
click, click, click.
There's a click right there. Yeah, there's cliques. There's cliques.
A lick.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's like hello?
Hello. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
How old are you?
I think this is a sampler.
Not another one.
Oh.
Joe, you're so dumb.
I want you to answer my question. My question is, what's wrong with your driving?
It's Judge Judy Scheindlin.
Ugh.
Yes.
Joe, stop screening these calls. Click.
Click, 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 click.
Yeah.
Joe.
Don and Mike, hello.
Fellas.
Yeah, hi.
How are you? Congratulations on that lunch today. I'm really, really feeling good about you guys today.
Thank you.
We were not on the air when we had that lunch, so it constitutes really is vacation time. Congratulations on that, Don.
Mike, that would be a mini,
guys, and,
mini vacation.
It's Philly, man. We really do.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
All right, guys.
All right,
take
thank
care.
You. Bye-bye. See you later. Now, last night, as we mentioned, we had our man, J.W.,
yes.
J.W.V. on TV. Doing the
GWB.
What did I say? JW? Yeah. No, it wasn't Joan W. Bush. George W. Bush.
Or Jazzy G.
And we're going to have George Bush and Satan on the show later. But what do the American people think about this speech? You're going to see all kinds of stuff with MSNBC polls and Fox News polls and CNN and AOL polls. We sent Joe Ardinger, our man.
Joe.
Slow Joe in front of a post office today to interview people with the seven questions that I read for you earlier. Now, we have not previewed this tape.
Ah.
None of us have previewed it.
That can always be a little bit dangerous.
Not even Rob.
Wow.
How much of it did you listen to, Robbie?
Like 5 minutes.
About 5 minutes.
Not much.
And Rob, like Rob says it's very, to quote Rob, it's very Joey.
Ah, well, that can be good and bad.
Harry Joey, so we love the Man on the Street segments, and we'll have that coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Harry in the Bronx. Harry, good morning. You're on WABC.
Good morning, Jack Diamond. I don't think I've heard you since last Christmas time. I don't think I was home.
A few times over the summer and in the fall, but I appreciate you listening and calling today, Harry.
Absolutely. I just want to say that as an EMS worker, as far as taking a smallpox vaccine is concerned, the consensus is that we wouldn't want to take one unless there was reason to, for example, an outbreak or an attack somewhere else right. in the country that would give us reason to. I would sooner eat a big BM on the Don and Mike show.
All right, Harry, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. Well, you know, you have your choice, Harry. You could do that or you could get the vaccine.
The Don and Mike Show goes to war.
This time, no mercy on you.
Sure.
You son of a bitch.
The enemy, Jack Diamond, a.k.a. Harvey Joel Fisher.
The Harvey Joel Fisher Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody in the radio business hates you.
So does this war have Harvey in over his head?
I got some news for you. You're in deep water now, okay? You're swimming with the big boys now.
Don and Mike even mercifully offer the enemy a way out.
And the only way it's going to end is when you come on this show and ask us publicly to please stop talking about you.
But despite all of his tough talk, Harvey Joel pussies out just 24 hours later.
Harvey.
Good morning.
All right, well, I will accept this as your apology since you were big enough to call us.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Thank you very much.
The Allied forces of the Don and Mike Show prove victorious once again, keeping America safe. So remember what we've learned. Don't f*** with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. And God bless America.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. It's Hamster Pop and Butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
All right, so no matter where you went last night, even Fox.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days when Fox would run like 21 Jump Street when something important was on?
Totally ignoring the issues of the day. I think perhaps with the wartime climate, that's why they were good. But they've run the last couple of stations.
The Fox News Channel. I mean, back in the day when they had the Tracy Ullman Show and
right.
In Living Color.
Mm-hmm. You know, I tuned on, turned into, I tuned in, excuse me, CBS. Getting a little long in the tooth, I think, really. I mean, I used to kind of watch CBS because it was just, you know, CBS is where you went when you wanted right. to get the commentary. And then you got Bob Schieffer and Dan Rather. And Dan Rather kicked it over to Bob Schieffer, who wasn't ready. And you heard this, you know, let's go to Bob Schieffer, who's on Capitol Hill.
In his casket.
And you hear Bob Schieffer say, how are you, Dan?
You know, I
flipped around a little bit last
I've totally made the conversion to Fox.
Well, I watched Fox News Channel just because they've got a clearer picture.
And they run cool graphics, like they do during football.
Right. That's how they get you.
You know, also, Fox is the only one. I always check to see who's doing stuff in high def.
Right.
Even though the president shot was in regular 3x4.
Right.
They filled the sides of the screens with billowing American flags. And that's Fox, man.
That's high def.
Well, last night we all watched, everybody here. I mean, if you were around the TV, you should have seen Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He had some strong statements to make about Saddam and about Iraq. But what do the American people think?
Let's find out.
We send our man
Joe
out today.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
That's right.
Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
Joe Ardinger.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Now he's supposed to be introducing himself as Joe Van Susteren from CBS. And Rob, is this on reel number one?
Not reel
number two.
Number two.
Switching it up.
All right.
And here we go. Joe on the street with prepared questions. And we've told him in advance, no ad-libbing allowed.
Very good.
Here is Joe.
I'm from CBS Radio, taped for broadcast. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
I'm sorry to say I did not watch it.
Do you as an American feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
No.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Franklin?
Excuse me?
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target... Wait! I still have some questions.
She walked away.
She walked away.
She walked away.
Thank you.
There you go. Here's the second person.
With his hair.
Hi, I'm Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast? Okay. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union?
Didn't see it.
Let me just start.
Hey, how about all these people that haven't seen it?
Yeah. Great question, though. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address? Who's going to say, no, I didn't approve of it?
Yeah,
I'm not for the process.
Shouldn't have done it.
And there he is with his Harpo Marx hair.
Big Stones hat on with that big lips on the front of the hat.
Do you as an American feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
I don't know yet.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stiller?
Saddam Hussein.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
No. I'm disappointed.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
Tell him to shut up. He talks too much.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
See you when you get back.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
I can't wait to see it.
Thanks for your time.
Hey, got a live one there, Joey.
I was like, look into the mirror, Joe.
Absolutely. Was that your mom?
It was Josephine. It was Josephine Arden.
Josephine Arden, yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
Except, Joe.
Joe just could not stop laughing while reading the question about us moving to Canada.
He liked that one. That one tickled his funny bone.
Here we go.
Too many cooperative people. People are even walking across the street to avoid me.
Oh, I love it. I forgot about the insights we get when Joe turns on and turns off the tape recorder. Remember the best Joe tapes are the ones where we send him somewhere in his car?
Yeah.
And he just checks in as he's driving around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's just you getting the random Joe thoughts.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Joe. I'm not there yet.
Hey, look at that.
Joe.
Here's an auto wreck over there.
Right now, can I ask you some questions? Hey, can I ask you some questions?
That sounds like a very vigorous walk away.
People are cranky today.
Yeah, it's sadly.
That guy who's
cranky.
In a hurry sure does walk slow.
Joe.
Move your ass, donut butt.
So is it donut butt?
Move your ass, donut butt.
There you go.
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Move your ass, donut butt.
Joe?
Joe.
Hi, can I ask you some questions real quick? Come on.
Come on.
So he's not approaching him right.
No.
What a dick.
Hi, I'm from,
What a dick.
Any questions real quick?
What's it about?
About the President's State of the Union address.
No, see, well, you got to start by saying, hello, I'm CBS's Joe Van Susteren.
That makes people lock their heels in, dig their heels in this corner.
My name's Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Okay.
Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Tuesday night, I was in the hospital.
I'm sorry to hear that. Wow. Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
I think so.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stein?
Osama who?
Ben Franklin.
Osama bin Franklin?
Yes.
Give me a break.
See you later. This tape will be brought...
Oh, another guy. Well, people are cranky. Hey.
Yeah.
It's the way it is now, man.
I know.
It's one of our best jokes.
Dickhead.
Osama bin Stiller.
Oh, can I ask you some questions real quick? Got the President's State of the Union address? How about you?
About what?
President's State of the Union address?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. He's got a lead with the CBS. I'm Joe Van Susteren from CBS.
We wrote it down for him. Hello, I'm CBS's Joe Van Susteren.
So you told him not to ad lib.
Joe.
We had lots of great ambiance, though.
Awesome.
Sure. Can I ask you some questions about it? There's other questions too.
Like 2 minutes of it. It's all bullshit.
Well, my name's Joe Van Susteren from CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
No, it's all bullshit.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
No.
Thanks.
Is that all you could get? Couldn't ask the funny questions?
I kept walking, I guess.
Joey?
Well, he had some rather astute observations.
It's too much hating and not enough getting the interview.
Joe.
Where did you learn that?
On Main Street. I'm down on Main Street. Hi, I'm Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
That's a good start, Joe.
Apparently not.
I did finally start doing that because it was getting the response I needed, which was...
Yeah, once they hear the CBS...
And it started to get a lot more busier.
I enjoyed the Bob Seger tune, though. Down on Main Street.
It's a little cold and rainy. Yeah.
So it worked out after it got a lot more busier?
Yeah, it'll pick up some speed.
All right, thanks, Joey.
Glad it got more busier.
It did.
Hi, I'm CBS's Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
No, not right now.
How about when you come back out?
No, I don't think so. About what?
Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Yes.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
I'm undecided on that right now.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stein?
Saddam Hussein.
Okay.
Sorry.
One more?
She's got to go.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Sure, and they live in near the greatest city in the world.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
I just wish him the best of luck. Love him to death. No.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
I didn't understand that question. I should go.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with the movie Kangaroo Jack?
Love it.
Thank you for your time and effort.
Love it. Love it. Love it, she said.
You think Joe was like going towards people he related to?
I don't know. I'm liking this segment, Mike. Mm-hmm. I like Joe on the Street.
Yeah.
You got to wade through a lot of Joe on the Street to get the people.
The gems.
Yeah.
Just seems like everyone he's talked to has been pretty...
dumb?
Pretty much like him.
I really enjoy the fact... The questions get longer and more complicated as they go.
And I like, the way he is throwing away the Osama bin Stein.
And he gets the one about you all moving to Canada, and she says... I don't understand the
question.
I gotta go.
Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast for CBS?
Hold on, here is what, Joey?
I was almost sure that Robbie wrote the one about you guys going to Canada because it was a paragraph.
No, that was mine. I'm sorry, Joe. That was mine.
Boy, I swear I would have lost money on that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because I would have figured you gave Rob a few questions and then his imagination would just take over.
No.
But it was fun in the writers' meeting when we came up with something that complicated and typed it all in and said, yeah, let Joe ask this.
More Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Sorry.
Okay.
Wow.
There's another turn down, I guess.
Down day.
So tough to do a poll.
People are grumpy.
How the hell is the Gallup Company or the Harris Company? How do they find the people to do that? I mean, we got Joe standing outside.
They say right up front, I'm from the Gallup Company. This is a Gallup poll.
I guess so. Maybe what we got to do is get him like one of those CBS buttons to
and
wear.
And have him say, I'm from CBS. Mm-hmm. I'm from CBS. That's all he has to say.
My name is Sumner Redstone.
I'm Sumner Redstone.
Hello, I'm CBS's Joe Van Susteren.
There we go.
May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast on CBS Radio?
See? Bingo. Perfect.
First to say yes.
Only friendly people in Fairfax.
Well, so I thought the guy said yes.
My name's Joe Van Susteren. This is tape for broadcast. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
By and large, yes.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
I couldn't. What was the second part? I didn't hear you.
Should our defense strategy target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Franklin?
That's good. I don't believe it's
That's the second as far as it is.
Should we target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stein?
He's doing it right.
This That's tape will good. Be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Yeah, congratulations.
Do you care to offer...
Except they lost.
Okay, well, there you go.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
His bypass surgery?
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
That's interesting. I didn't know they were moving.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with the movie Kangaroo Jack?
I know nothing about it.
Thanks for your time and effort.
Bye-bye.
He answered everything, though.
Hey, but the way he's doing the Osama bin Stein is great.
Funny.
Good Joe.
Joe.
Hi, I'm Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
That's the right come on right there. Mm-hmm. I guess it did.
Or I'm CBS's.
Can I ask you a few questions now?
I still haven't watched it.
That's okay.
She still what?
I'm Joe Van Susteren.
Still hasn't
from
watched
CBS
it.
Radio. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
I didn't watch it.
Well, do you as an American feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
If that's what needs to be done, yes.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Franklin?
I'm not sure.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Sure. Congratulations.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
God blessings on you as you recover.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
I have no comment.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
I don't know, but the commercials look really lame.
Thank you for your time and effort.
I like that interview.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Am I off of there? Can I be off of the recording?
Sure.
See you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Hi, I'm Van Susteren from CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast?
On lunch. Go ahead. Let's go.
Maybe when you come out. Hi, can I ask you some questions?
I'm in a hurry.
Okay. How about you? Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio?
Sorry?
I'm Joe Van Susteren from CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions taped for broadcast?
No.
Please?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'd be curious to know how many turndowns he got.
Call me crazy. I love hearing Joe
right. Just
talking to people.
Yeah. No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
You've met me late already. You get away. Crazy hat, crazy hair, go away.
Well, in that case, can I see your green card?
Oh, there you go.
Joe.
There
he
is. Questions real quick? Real quick, just 5 minutes. I'm Joe Van Susteren from CBS Radio, taped for broadcast. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Yes.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq? You are an American, aren't you?
No, I'm just coming about 2 years ago.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stiller?
Sorry, I don't know.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California, USA. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Yes.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada
so as to separate
themselves from the impending war?
Okay,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
Kangaroo Jack.
Kangaroo Jack.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Thank you for your time and effort.
Sorry, thank you.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. We have to break, but I'm afraid that these are like potato chips.
Oh, absolutely.
We're only half done, Rob?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, it's an upward curve, too. It's getting better and better.
Yeah. I'm going to go with it for another break.
Man, I have little faith in Joe, and it's just getting better.
Joe. Thank you.
Fan of the Joe Show.
Thank you.
Joe out on the street. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I open the curtain, I see this gentleman sitting on a service cart, sitting down, with his pants down to his ankles, relieving himself.
Joe.
And I said, sir, this is not a bathroom. Excuse me, sir, this is not a bathroom. Imagine a small room.
Joe.
And a grown man defecating in that small room.
Can I get high?
It all over. Imagine that smell.
Joe.
You can't hide it. It was very bad.
Joe.
Very bad.
Oh.
The Don and Mike Show.
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Well, speaking of Joe.
Joe.
As we just were.
Right.
He's on an upward curve with his assignment today to go out on the street and interview people as to the feelings towards the State of the Union address.
He's getting the real man on the street opinion and in many cases getting the pulse of the mood here in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. And I think the next time we send him out, we've got to dress him right.
Well, I think the next time I would urge you to write more questions like the last one about you and I moving to Canada, where the length of sentences and the size of words requires Joe to exercise some of those fantastic breathing techniques he has.
Well, anyway, it's part two now. We're more than halfway done, but we're going to roll with this bit for a couple more seconds. Frankly,
he's getting stronger, it sounds like.
I'm a sucker for the Joe Show, and Joe interviews people.
And you know how I go back and forth. I love him.
You vacillate on him.
I hate him, and you know, but I'm at the love fest thing, especially with his Ben Frank.
Joe. Yeah, he does have the perfect read on who should we target, Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stiller or Osama bin Stein or Osama bin Franklin.
And it turns away, and that's the funny part.
Right, let's see if there's anything good on part two of Joe Discusses the State of the Union. Joey?
Oh. Hi, I'm from CBS Radio. Can I ask you some questions? I'm Joe Van Susteren from CBS Radio, taped for broadcast. Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Yeah, it was fine.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
No.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Saddam Hussein.
Is this tape will be broadcast enough?
That's about, we're not counting,
right.
But that's the third or fourth person who's let it go by.
It's my favorite part right there, some of it's time.
A couple people have stopped and said, wait a minute, but a lot of people...
Sure.
Robbie, back it up for a second. Just let it go right by, some of it's time. Saddam Hussein is her answer.
Yeah, it was fine.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
No.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Saddam Hussein.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
No.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent five-way colonic bypass surgery?
Oh, no, I didn't know him.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
I don't really get that question. Can you say it again?
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
Wow. What do I think about that? Yeah. That's surprising. I didn't know that at all.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie, Kangaroo Jack?
I don't know. I still want to see it, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time and effort.
There you go. See you at the Tampon Parade. Wow. I still want to see it, though.
Of course.
Joey?
Joe.
Come in, Joe.
I'm Joe Van Susteren. May I ask you a few questions taped for broadcast for CBS Radio?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you approve last night's State of the Union?
I think the guy said, what's up?
Yeah. Oh, really? I thought he said, what's wrong?
What's up? Hey, what's up?
You'd look at Joe and be inclined to say, what's wrong?
How come nobody looks at him and says, I don't believe you work for CBS?
Yeah, there's a good one.
For CBS Radio?
Yeah, what's up?
Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Yeah, let's go to war. Let's get this thing over with.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
Yeah. And I know why. We got to save American life now.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Franklin?
Who, bin Laden and Saddam Hussein?
Saddam Hussein or Osama bin
Salah? Saddam Hussein, of course.
Of course.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Yeah. I wish we have another game.
Do you care to offer?
Hey, has anybody said
no.
Tampa Bay won the game?
Not a single person.
One person.
Oh, really? I didn't
remember. Yeah, one person, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Three words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent 5-way colonic bypass surgery?
Well, I wish him all the good things after that surgery, like any other surgery, you need God's help.
And just in case, and
a lot of God for the John Madden.
Yeah.
A lot of people invoking the name of God.
And just in case any of John Madden's sons or their wives are listening to us right now in Oakland, and John has told us before that they do, tell your dad that this is what happens when he goes through an entire year and doesn't call our show one time.
Didn't he do 1 year? Did he do one?
It was last year. We had him on right after September 11th.
Right.
And then we had him on right before Thanksgiving.
Right.
And since he moved to ABC, we've not heard a word from John Madden.
Zippy.
All year.
Oh, okay.
Right. All year.
Interesting.
Which is why, you know, we went ahead with the impression last week.
Yes,
and
of course.
Why we have the question today about his recent 5-way colonic bypass.
You got to do what you got to do.
And, you know, the thing about that surgery is they can never take it away from me.
That's right. And I like it because, you know, it's made up surgery.
And what are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada as to separate themselves from the impending war?
That's too bad. You know, as far as I'm concerned, united we stand, divided we fall, and I stand united with the president.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
I haven't seen it, so I can't make a comment on that one.
All right, thank you for your time and effort.
Very serious man.
It's almost worth hitting the bell every time Joe breathes in that last question.
Joe.
Here we go again.
Hey, I'm Joe Van Susteren. Can I ask you some questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
What is that?
Can I ask you some questions for the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
Yeah.
Do you, as an American, feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
No.
First of all, we should check if this guy's an American or
absolutely
not.
He might be from Iraq.
With this heavy accent I'm hearing.
To raise suspicions, you know, to know the results of
what?
Those who are not making the inspection very well. We have to give them a little time. Though, we need to declare war. Because Saddam Hussein is a devil, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you need to exercise a little bit patient more.
Yeah, Ms. Cleo.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
Both of them. I believe both of them are, you know, devils. So we have to, you know, finish with
Osama bin Laden.
This tape will be broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
Oh, yeah. I feel they deserve their victory.
Do you care to offer any words of encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent 5-way colonic bypass surgery?
But I have no idea of those. I can't tell him about that.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
have no idea what those.
Okay, nobody's mad at us.
No.
Nobody's mad
not yet.
That we're allegedly moving our show to Canada.
No, not yet.
Like, that's a safe place to go.
Yes. Well, I think there's such a level of confusion during this interview that they're missing it.
Yeah. Riley, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay. I don't think he was from this place.
No, I don't think
that last guy.
Joe Van Susteren from CBS Radio. Can I ask you a few questions for the radio? Did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
I actually didn't watch it.
Well, do you as an American feel that we should declare war on Iraq?
I don't think so.
Sure. Do you think that our national defense strategy should target Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden?
I think Osama is more of a problem.
That's good. You know, we give him such a hard
time.
But he has got the pronunciation.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's almost like you see him sort of turning his head away at the end. Osama bin Laden.
Osama.
Broadcast in Oakland, California. Would you like to use this opportunity to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in Super Bowl 37?
I was actually a Bucks fan, so.
Oh. Do you care to offer any words?
Hey, but no correction.
But he doesn't say.
No correction. No.
But he doesn't say, hey, dummy, Tampa Bay won the game.
Right. Come on.
I'm actually a Tampa fan, Bucks fan.
Encouragement to noted ABC sportscaster John Madden as he recovers from his recent 5-way colonic bypass surgery.
Mr. Madden, I'm glad you're all healed up and glad to see you up and about.
What are your feelings regarding yesterday's announcement by noted area radio shock jocks Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara that they will be relocating their radio show to Canada so as to separate themselves from the impending war?
I don't know.
And finally, in your opinion, what's the deal with that movie Kangaroo Jack?
I think it's awesome. It's cool that the kangaroo actually looks like a real kangaroo. It's computer generated.
Thank you for your time and effort.
A real opinion.
Yeah. That be it? Is he out? Yeah, there you go. That's Joe Arden.
Wow.
Talking to Joe and Josephine Average today.
Man, oh man. Now I think we've taken the pulse of the nation.
Yeah.
Don, we've taken the nation's temperature.
Rectally.
And Joe has the thermometer.
Well, I got a call to say job well done. Very rare he gets praise. I'll praise Allah.
Stinky pants.
Yeah. Well done, Joey.
Thank you. I was in my element.
Yes, it sounds like it. Where exactly were you, Joe?
Fairfax City Post Office.
There you go.
At the post office.
Fantastic.
Joey, I think next time we got to get you one of those hats that says CBS News.
How about a blazer?
A blazer would be fantastic. You know, even if it was like
a yellow blazer, like they used to have on Monday Night Football.
Do you own a blazer, Joe?
I do.
You do? Oh, would I love to see you in a blazer.
Couldn't we get a CBS patch?
Yes.
For his blazer?
It'd make it look like CBS Sports, you mean?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this jacket?
Yeah, where'd you get this jacket? I got it from the network.
All right, Joey. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye. Joe.
Joe.
Bye.
There he goes. Joe Arden's your world's oldest phone screener with his finger on the pulse of you.
And I,
America.
For the next writers' meeting that you guys have, I would urge the lengthy sentences are a true pleasure to listen to Joe read.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, that was a great bit. It had me on the floor a few times.
Yeah, Joe is good at the interviewing.
Yeah, I was just kind of wondering, though. I know there was a situation a while back ago, some dick that put your name up on the internet and said that you had died.
Yeah.
And you were pretty pissed off about that, right?
Right.
I was just kind of wondering, though. I mean, I know John Madden, there's probably not even such thing as a 5-way bypass, whatever. Do you think he'd kind of be pissed if he heard it on the radio or his family heard it on the radio that he had to have heart surgery?
No, it was not heart surgery. It's 5-way colonic bypass surgery.
An operation that, to the best of our knowledge, does not exist, sir.
Well, yeah, but you get some dumbasses on the radio. I heard something.
Right, now, there is a difference between doing a bit that's obviously staged as comedy on the radio, and doing what the other guys did, which is stealing the logo of the Washington Post and writing an entire article based on the fact that I allegedly had died.
If anybody was even to record that and write down five-way colonic bypass, the operation does not exist.
No. And if you also consider the fact that the preceding question was, would you like to congratulate the Raiders on their victory in the Super Bowl? And then the question before that was Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Stein? And finally, the last question, what's the deal with Kangaroo Jack? You have to, the only question that really you have to ask yourself is what kind of a dick would call in and ask a question like this? You.
Me.
You.
I'm not a dick, guys. I just wanted
to... No, you're a dick.
No, I'm
you're
not.
A dick because you just don't get it. The thing that was done about me that was put out on the internet was done seriously.
Well, I definitely agree with you.
It was presented as a factual piece of news. This was one joke in a series of jokes.
And you guys are friends with John Madden, I know. You guys have talked to him before.
We are.
Well, what is your point?
We are acquaintances of John Madden.
Do you possess a point?
Well, the point is, somebody listening to your show and heard that might.
No. Somebody listening to the show with half, and I mean, no, one quarter of a brain would know that it's a joke, but obviously you don't possess that quarter of a brain.
Do you think there is such a thing as five-way colonic bypass surgery?
That in and of itself is a joke, but it's a joke. Colonic.
I understand, and I get jokes.
No, you don't.
Five-way colonic bypass? Think about it. Think about basic biology, for God's sake.
Do you get the part about Osama bin Stiller?
Definitely.
What's funny about that?
It's just funny.
Why?
Because it's Ben Stiller. It's funny.
But, I mean, the bypass thing, it's a joke.
What about the Raiders
three serious questions, right?
What about the Raiders winning the Super Bowl? What's funny about that?
Is they didn't win.
Have you ever thought about maybe the fact, even though this show is described quite often as being lowbrow, have you thought about the fact that it might be just a little bit over your head?
And even the first question, did you approve of last night's State of the Union address?
It's just funny the way
it's
phrased.
It's a joke.
Right.
It's a joke. Did you approve of the State of the Union address? That's not even a real question, you dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say,
I get all those.
No, you don't.
No, I just wondered.
No, you don't.
Don, you got real pissed off when that guy did that. And I understand that
for the last time, and then I'm going to hang up on you. I'm going to explain. There's a giant difference between doing something when you're presenting it on the radio.
There are two words here. There's hoax and there's joke.
When you're presenting it as a joke,
a hoax is different than a joke.
Mm-hmm. We are presenting this as a joke. We are not saying to anybody, "Oh my God, did you hear about poor John Madden?"
Do people in your day-to-day life, and I mean this is a legit question, do people ever walk up to you and tell you don't get it? Or do people, encourage you and, indicate that you got it all together?
Because, really, even probably a borderline retard like Forrest Gump knows that there's no such thing as five-way colonic bypass surgery. That's a joke that I'm guessing John Madden himself would laugh at.
Mm.
You don't have to be a doctor to know that. And if you got it, you wouldn't just wonder.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
You know, and
right.
There's nothing wrong with you just wondering, but just wonder to yourself.
Yeah.
And if
don't pick up the goddamn phone and call with your stupid just wonder question.
If we had gotten on the air and presented this seriously as a serious news story, then maybe you might have just the thinnest of hair of credibility. But you have none. You have none.
Besides, we sent Joe Ardinger out there.
The preceding questions were, who should we target, Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Franklin? Do you think that Osama bin Laden's pissed?
No, I doubt it.
So the next time you just wonder, just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, don't call us.
Because it really slows down the show.
Because I just wonder why dicks like you call. I mean, if you can't tell the difference why I was truly upset, and I believe rightfully so.
Oh, I definitely.
Shut up! If you don't understand why I was upset that someone on the internet took the logo of the Washington Post and wrote a story as a fake writer, a real guy for the Post, saying that I was dead, under no pretense, saying in any way that it was a joke. If you can't distinguish the difference between that,
a hoax,
and us sending our dumb phone screener out to ask a bunch of joke questions, then you, my sir, should jump off a cliff. Really?
Would a bridge be okay?
No, just keep your wondering to yourself, all right?
Stand in front of traffic?
You know, here's the deal. Even though he doesn't get it, he just wants to be on the radio.
Now we have people that want to talk to you. Okay. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Go ahead. You're on the air with this guy.
I just want to tell this dumbass, if he wants to understand the difference between a hoax on the radio and a joke on the radio, it's not like Don and Mike went on the air and said that the mayor of Boston was killed in a car accident in Florida or something. Like your former afternoon show.
Right. Yeah, that was a hoax.
That's a stupid hoax that can get you in trouble. What they're doing is part of a joke. It's part of a whole little thing they're doing. It's in context, and that's the thing. This dumbass doesn't get the context.
Right.
I had just a thought,
and now he doesn't say anything.
Of course. You know, you guys are trying to tell me that I'm calling just, you know, to hear myself on the radio. So
I think there's a lot of that. I think
turn my radio up after I get done talking to you.
You know, Don and Mike, I don't need to hear myself on the radio. So I'm going to hang up and listen now. Thanks,
guys.
All right,
bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
I think one of the reasons calling...
I'll hang up, too. I just want to take this time to apologize then. I'm sorry I put a damper
on. Not accepted.
Not accepted.
Not accepted. No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. You are dead to me.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great show. I love listening to you.
I pray that you die of 19-way colonic bypass surgery.
That was a hoax.
That's a lot of ways.
That was a joke.
That's a lot of ways.
Rocket body.
You know, the problem is that guys like you just never know when to hit the eject.
Right.
I'll eject now. Thanks.
You ever seen Top Gun?
Yeah, thank you very much.
I know, you must have seen it. There's a time when he pushes the button. There you go. Thank you.
My God.
Thank you.
Man, it was tough.
Ooh.
You know, it's tough to get to that oil when you're trying to drill through that rock.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Sonny Roast Beef checking in.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nickname.
Checking out.
Oh,
nope. Hello, Don and Mike show. No nicknames. Hello.
That guy was a jackass. Hey, listen. The funny thing that I noticed about that is how everybody that you asked a question to had some sort of an opinion, you know, not really that much of an opinion, but when they got down to Kangaroo Jack questions, and everybody had an opinion.
Yeah, that is true. You know, now, that's astute. That is astute analysis.
That is everybody. Half the people that you asked that said they watched the State of the Union, they didn't even watch.
Right.
But they all knew about Kangaroo.
Sure. They all know about Kangaroo.
Welcome
Jack
to America.
It's a kangaroo. It's a good job. It's CGI.
I like the one guy who said, yeah, it's kind of a dumb movie, but the kangaroo looks real.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Black Virgin.
They all knew
about. All right. Goodbye. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's happening, Don?
Hey.
Mike. I have one question. What's funnier? The guy who didn't get the damn joke, or the last caller who called in like God Almighty, like he knew something the other guy didn't?
Well, you know, when we get into that overanalysis of a bit, it really gets a little crazy. And sometimes even the people that are calling and supporting us piss us off at the same time.
It's all funny.
Do we have to come in and drink green milk again?
No, I think at the end of the day, it's all funny, though.
Yeah.
When you stop
and
think about it, the bit was funny, but it's almost like unexpected funny afterwards when you get a dumb guy like that.
It's beyond fluff, isn't it, Don? It's beyond fluff.
Yeah, right.
It's like whipping the the whipped cream into butter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, can I talk to Ken Stevens, please?
He'd have to call him at home.
Pardon me?
Come on, but you knew that,
yeah.
You crazy character.
Well, I'm going into a career in management.
Stop it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi. I just called in really to talk to Joe. I told him that I was sorry that he had been the object of that stupid idiot.
Joe.
Yes, which, Joe. I know. Isn't he great? I love Joe.
See, Joe's got his fans. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You think that was the girlfriend?
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Thanks for calling in and supporting me.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon.
D&M.
Hey, yeah, I was wondering, as a Bucks fan, I was thinking, would they be offended because the Raiders actually didn't win the Super Bowl?
I believe we have taken the analysis of it now.
Just hang up and run away.
And we've gone really, you know, as soon as you pry open the oyster, you know, and let people have a look at
they all crawl out, don't they?
They all just come popping out.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, buddy.
That douche you had that couldn't figure it out, somewhere back during the conversation, he did come back and say, but weren't three of those questions real?
I believe that one, there were two that were real.
Okay.
Do you feel we should declare war on Iraq? And what's the deal with Kangaroo Jack? Those were the two real questions,
right?
At least in my opinion. Yeah. And the Kangaroo Jack question really is, you know, that's a hazy,
right,
serious question.
And if you're going to ask the first one, which is, do you approve, that's just phrasing it in a funny way. Do you approve of the state? When it really, the legit question would be, what's your opinion of the President's State of the Union address?
You don't have the right to approve or not. It's going to happen whether you approve of it or not.
Well, if you really, since we're prying it open right here, if you want to get really technical, it's not even that bad a question. Because when they talk about the analysis of a speech, you put down the president's approval rating.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100. hey, how about my prize? Mike, you want to hook me up with one of your patents repeating machines? Sounds like fun. You guys rule.
What was that?
Don't know, Mike.
I don't know either. I'm lost.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, they take calls all the time. But they really have a pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
When someone calls and gets on the air and asks to speak to them when they pick up the phone.
Certainly.
That pisses them off. And you can understand that.
I can't.
Because that just shows the stupidity of the person that's calling.
But now that we got through to you on that, how do you like that last bit?
Well, it was enjoyable. I obviously understood the context of it, but really, I was just calling. I just had a question
for them.
Yes.
What is it?
Well, I've heard them give away the box set DVD of the series Oz.
Hey, ass. Ass. Hello, ass.
No,
I'm talking to you. Hey, rectum?
No.
Douchebag?
No, Oz.
No. You incredible idiot. This is us. You're talking to us.
I am.
Yes, so when you ask your question, you say, I've heard them. Well, you're speaking to us. You can say, I've heard you now.
And when you mentioned that, I said, their pet peeve is people who call and don't know they're talking to them, and even then you didn't pick up on it.
Well, no, it's because I was confused because you said them, as in you or someone else speaking.
Oh,
in reference
no,
to them.
No. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
What's happened today?
God.
What has happened today?
Serious Wednesday.
What's wrong?
How's your colonic bypass?
It's non-existent.
All right, now come on. Now listen. What do you want? What the hell do you want?
What is this?
Well, I...
No. Move quicker. Faster. Get right to the point.
What is it?
What do you want?
I was wondering if there was anything that I could do to impress you or do a bit with...
Kill yourself, and with your blood, right on the wall, Don and Mike rule.
But how would I be able to do that? I killed myself.
Well, now, you do it very slowly.
Yeah, you don't have to, you know, you'll die perhaps after you get done with the writing. I've seen CSI.
Yeah, you slit your wrist or you cut your stomach or something.
Of course, the old lady the other night, that was just an accident. She wasn't even murdered.
Right.
That's correct.
That's right.
That was pretty amazing. You don't see that very often. You know, poor thing just fell.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye now.
Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike.
They're moving to Canada?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Is this Don and Mike?
Now the copycats are all gone.
Now dumb people who think they're smarter than the dumb people that have called are calling in.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And you wonder at this point, is there someone out there that's going to just save it?
He's just confused.
Right.
He doesn't know what to do. I urge you to eject.
You have to get to the next island. Right now you're on the island of callers that are stupid but have had time to plan.
Yeah, yeah, this is true.
The good callers are on the next island.
Hello?
Across the inlet.
Right.
Now, if you don't say anything, I'm going to get you...
Sounds like a train.
That was.
What the hell was that?
Monk for cash.
We'll never know.
No, we won't.
You know, it's strange. We heard a boat sound, and Rob was talking about islands.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's amazing. I just heard the whoosh.
Good. Right. There you go. So you knew you were on the air.
And Rob, I agree. Rob, I completely agree with Rob here. Mm-hmm. That is getting tired. That people call in and say, hey, I heard the whoosh. You know, okay, we know that. Just say hi, how are you? Okay, please.
Congratulations on your next break. And there was one thing that I wanted to talk about in that rant that Don had on the caller, the dumbass.
Don's right here. Don's right here.
I'm here.
Yes, sorry. I'm a little nervous. But you called, you in the heat of passion, you said our dumb call screener.
In the heat of passion, I said what?
You called Joe our dumb
Don,
phone screener.
I'm just barking at this guy. I want to bark at him.
Yes, I did call Joe our dumb phone screener.
And I associate with your phone screener.
You what?
I associate with him.
Really?
Yes.
What do you go to?
I aspire to be like him.
Wow.
I think I heard my voice.
We got another guy right now who just doesn't get it.
Well, this is just, you know.
You don't get it, do you?
Across the inlet.
You don't get it.
Not from Sacramento.
You know, hold on.
I hate to blame anybody here, but we're on the Isle of Joe right now. We are on Joe Island.
If Joe
not
was
Joe
really,
billionaire, it's Joe Island.
If Joe was really that bad, he wouldn't be working here, and I wouldn't send him out on the street. So when I call him dumb, I'm kidding. As opposed to when I call you dumb, when I swear on my child's life, I mean it. You are beyond dumb. You're BR. Borderline retard.
And I dialed the phone. I am.
I pray for your death. I cannot say anything else beyond that.
This is just what's happened.
Says it all.
I pray for your immediate.
My
death.
God.
Mm-hmm. I'm in tears and thank all you. Right.
Hang up! Jesus Christ! You people! Hello, Don and Mike.
Great pick, guys. Loved it.
Thank you.
Right. F you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How about you?
About a month.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality. I guess that greased the wheels a little.
Bill the plumber.
Hey, my name's Bill, too.
Well, we have a lot in common.
Yeah, sure we do.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Where you can always count on some ass play. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, kids, tomorrow on the show, giving away a dinner for four at the new Hooters in D.C. and four ringside tickets to WWE Raw and a meet and greet with your favorite WWE superstar before the event. Mm. WWE Raw, Monday, Feb 3, MCI Center tickets on sale now. Number 25 of your favorite WWE superstars. Hello, Donna Mike. Here's Brandy in Philly.
Hello.
Brandy, hi.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Huh?
We are doing great, thank you.
That's good. I have this problem. I just want to talk to you guys about it because I wanted a real man's opinion.
All right, honey.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I think I'm addicted to porn.
That's not a problem.
I watch a lot, but I went through a couple boyfriends because of it, though. I think they're a little insecure.
Well, I'll tell you that I enjoy watching porn, but I don't like watching it with my wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? Wouldn't that turn you on just a little bit?
No, because at least speaking for me personally, we go around the room here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Porn is a private thing.
I like
the element of danger.
Uh-huh.
I like the element of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
I like the element of flipping around on all four channels.
Right.
To see until there's a girl I like.
Right.
And watching it all the way from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
When she takes her clothes off.
Right.
To when she does it.
Yep.
And then, you know, until it's time for the fountain to go off.
So are you saying your wife's not hot, though?
Oh, my wife is beautiful. And I love...
Well, if she's hot, then there wouldn't be a problem, though.
I love banging my wife, but there's lots of times, like on Monday, and I'm sure she'll tell you this when she gets the bill. Now my back is feeling better. I watched porno in the morning on the satellite and had a great sex with her on Monday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, porno is a solo event. Mike?
I like porno solo for the reasons you said. I like porno watching it with women. Mm-hmm. I don't like watching porno with other men. Why did you play the stag party?
Could it be a wife you watch it with the guys? You'd be a fan.
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, you know, like a stag party or something. Somebody was talking about that like a couple weeks ago. You know, I hate that. I don't like being around other guys when I'm watching porno. It doesn't do it for me. But I do enjoy watching it with women, and in many cases, more than one woman would be lovely to watch there. And you know, as far as a woman watching it on her own, that turns me on too. Mm-hmm. Like if you were like sitting there watching porno, and you know, like a boyfriend came home. I mean, if you see a woman watching porno, that would be an enormous turn on to me.
I'd be very threatened by that.
I'm not that surprised, but I agree with Mike on all 3 points.
Go ahead, Buzz. Go ahead, Buzz.
I like watching it alone, and that's an experience I'd want to keep to myself.
Talk in your sexy voice.
Keep to yourself.
I like watching it with women, and I agree with Mike. The more, the better. And I like the idea of you watching it. If that makes you hot, then, you know, when we get together, then that's better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say one other thing?
Yes, honey.
Mike is hot. I would love to see him in a porno.
Hey, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. You know, Buzz normally gets the sex chat.
Hold on. You want yours, Mike?
Let me try.
Take it away.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me get the music re-cued here.
Okay.
You know, Mike's on the market.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
You aware of that?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. You go ahead and watch that porno anytime you want. Watch it alone. Watch it with me. Watch me watch it.
Hey, lady!
I enjoy, as a matter of fact, not only do I like all those things I mentioned, I like women that call the show after the last segment we had and bring up porno, and I give you a round of applause for that. That was like a palate cleanser.
I do too. Thank you. As a matter of fact,
you're all right, Brandy.
Here you go, Brandy. A prize for you.
Fine girl.
For being such a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
What a great wife she'd be.
Yeah.
you won the Joe Millionaire prize pack, okay?
Uh-huh.
With exclusive Fox Joe Millionaire merchandise.
Okay.
Watch the brand new Joe Millionaire Monday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on Fox.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, Brandy.
Thank you for letting me on.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're a fine girl.
Thanks.
Thanks. Hold on.
What a good wife I would be, right? Huh? Yeah.
I also, though, don't think most women are comfortable with watching porno with a guy.
Yeah.
Huh? I don't think that's why probably it's like women who would want to be with another woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, all those things are, you know, going to a strip club with a woman, you know, very cool. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd get into that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
You know, I like what I like. I like my porno alone. I like sex with my wife. My wife on top.
Yeah, I just call it the same.
Diet Vanilla Coke. Fuente Fuente Opus X cigars.
Right.
I like what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I just called to say thank you for showing my little brother a good time yesterday. He attended a tour through your station.
Was he one of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
And that Mike is hot, and I would also love to see him in the corner.
Goodbye.
What's wrong?
Good call.
One of the retarded kids that came through here yesterday.
Now you can say it. I endorse it.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. Got a
question for both of you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and hey, Rob, how you doing?
Yeah, whatever.
You too, brother.
Yeah, brother, what can we do for you?
Hey, what's happening with Seattle, man?
What do you mean?
A while back ago, you were talking about,
Where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Seattle, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
go ahead.
Hey, love the show, though, I got to say.
Appreciate that. KQBZ FM 100.7.
The Buzz, yep. Right. And you were talking about that you closed the door on Seattle and opened it back up to Sacramento.
Mike and Rob are right now doing a very, very graphic. Talk about pornographic.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We are seeing gay porn in front of us.
We should tape this.
Mike and Rob are doing their Seattle dance. A dance that previous years had been exclusively for the good people of Sacramento.
It's just lewd.
Well, they are close to San Francisco. I mean, Frisco.
See, the problem is, when guys like you call, why did you call?
Yeah.
Do friends tell you you're funny?
Oh, hey, I'm the biggest smartass.
Do friends tell you you are funny?
Yes.
They're lying to you.
They're lying, yes.
They are, and remember that.
Hey, anyways, I got...
You're not qualified to call.
Hey, Don.
Yes?
Joe said that it was 50-50 for opening the door back to Seattle, and there's some of us that love you.
What do you mean? Listen, sir, again, do I have to really explain the concept?
Hey, man, I thought with the lady with the porno call we were by it.
Yeah.
The concept...
God,
do you know that really... There's not a real door that ever really shuts on any of the cities we broadcast to.
Right.
Do you know? No, you don't. No, you don't know that. What do you think? There's some big wooden door, and when we get done doing this break, I go upstairs and I go, well, let me see. God, those people from Seattle piss me off. That's it. That door's closed. And like I block out all the calls from Sacramento?
No.
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 No, duh. Well, when you think it's like this, you think it's like a jago. Man, one more call from Seattle. God damn it, that's it. That door's closed.
No.
But, Don, I didn't want to call up and start bitching at you. I just wanted to know.
Why do you talk like that?
There's a lot of us that like you out here in Seattle.
We understand that.
We understand the show is getting a toehold in the Seattle market.
And that's great.
How was the ratings?
That's so fungus.
How was the ratings?
No.
The ratings was good.
Oh, that's good. Hey, there's a lot of us like at Boeing. They like you, and I drive truck. I hear you in
Sacramento. Oh, Jesus Christ. You don't, like, build the planes, do you?
No, I just haul the equipment.
You don't, like, haul some equipment into the wrong hangar or something, do you?
Only days I feel like it.
All right.
Right, okay.
Good but anyway, hey, another question.
Let's just remember this, that there really is no big, big door that I open or close on any city.
Yeah.
We're just funning.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that...
And you know what? For our Seattle market, I'm still going to stand behind the Boeing company.
Yeah. Hell, hey.
But I tell you, a few more calls like this, and you're going to hear us do a half an hour on Airbus.
Hey, wait a sec.
Yeah. Wait a sec.
Hey, Airbus.
Hold on now, Mike. Airbus. Now you're going too far, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, what station are you on in Spokane?
I don't know.
Because I tried to find you.
Hold on. What's your name?
Double D.
Is that a repeat?
Instant disqualification.
He had a nickname.
Yeah, nickname guy.
You just watch it, mister.
Hold on there.
Talking about Boeing.
Don, I have a question for you.
How was your rating?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I thought that Dr. Phil could help quite a few people that have been calling in this afternoon.
Dr. Phil, it's an idea man.
Idea guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that we're not running the show the way that you would like it to be run.
Yeah.
But here's the idea for you. What you do is go out and find yourself a small market station, get a job, work your way up the ladder, and someday you'll do your own radio show. And then when you think you're really on a good roll and things couldn't be any better, some dumbass will call you with some stupid suggestion.
You know, it was also wonderful when Brandy called in talking about porno. I'm finding myself just to get through this, just reflecting back on that wonderful, because you know what? We've been hating way too much today.
Well, they've been giving us a lot to hate, yeah. Mike.
There's Rob.
We haven't been given a
Rob,
lot.
Rob, there's been too much hate.
We haven't been given a lot to work with.
I know. And we haven't. I mean, it's not like we want to hate all the time.
It's like the sign's out, if you're dumb, call this show today.
But Rob nods his head. We do want to hate all the time.
More. He wants more.
Today we do.
Not tomorrow.
That's just, you know, I think that, why not more calls like Young Brandy?
Yeah. Agreed. Less dumb guys, more hot girls.
Amen.
Brandy was hot.
That
was hot. I'd like to have a lot of fun with her.
All right.
What do I know? I'm just a poor dirt farmer, so.
Poor dirt farmer.
I can't find my way to hang up.
Look at me, dumb guys never know.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, well, thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. There you go.
You know, it's funny, though. I'm thinking about the hang-up thing.
Yeah.
The hang-up thing would be a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, I know.
Because we get mad if they hang up. If they say something dumb and then run away, then sometimes we chase them.
Hello, Don.
Get them, boys.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You guys are feisty today.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm calling about the Brandy conversation.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
I think, Don, I think you won't do it with your wife, watch porn with your wife, because you have a lot of respect for her.
Thank you.
Which I can understand. She's
I want to say something. The only person I respect more than my wife of 22 years is Infinity Broadcasting Vice President Michael Hughes, who has just left the building, and I know he's listening in his car right now.
You asked him to stay.
Now, hold on there.
Okay, Mike.
You seem to think, if a guy wants to watch porno with you, that it's disrespectful?
Yes.
Why?
Because it is. I just have an issue with that. I don't know why.
You mean, so if you say, hey, you know, if a guy says, hey, you want to watch this porno, you think he's disrespecting you? I don't understand that. I mean, if it's not your cup of tea, that's one thing.
It's not my cup of tea.
Well, that's your thing, but I mean,
right,
you know.
That's all right.
But, you know, listen, I don't begrudge these other guys that want to do it with their girlfriends or their wives or whoever they know. Just listen, honey.
I mean, if it's a willing thing where...
Honey,
you know,
what's your first name?
It's Karen.
Karen?
Uh-huh.
Just know, you and I are right.
Absolutely.
And the rest of them are wrong.
Absolutely.
Okay. Nice all talking right to you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hope you both enjoyed that sail on Lake Prude. Welcome to Lake Prude.
Yeah, that's me, because I'm such a prude, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, Mike, yeah. Love your show. I tell you what, please, all you dickheads out there, do yourself a favor. There's a bunch of funny guys sitting there right there doing a great job. Leave it alone, you bath-breathing turd burglars. Jesus, it just drives me nuts when people try to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny because I'm not funny. I like listening to you and laughing with you. So you guys out there, leave it alone!
He is funny, though.
Yeah,
he is. He's a funny caller.
And he said he's not funny, but he really is
he's
funny.
He's a funny caller.
Bingo.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob.
Yeah,
congratulations on the power of sight, gentlemen. And to celebrate, I would like to serenade you.
Oh, God.
Don and Mike show is on. Don and Mike. On to right. 7 in Washington.
Right, we're going to break
I hate
now.
Some callers.
We're coming back with George Bush finally meets Satan. We'll get to that bit finally.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right,
have a wonderful night.
Goodbye. Thanks for the congratulations. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Here, she got out. Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it! Jesus. Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots!
When you hear the dull creak of the casket, you know it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
You saw him on TV last night. And yesterday we had two separate segments. We had one segment with President Bush preparing for the State of the Union address.
Yes.
Another segment with Satan talking about how the Super Bowl was fixed
right
for Tampa Bay.
Indeed.
They claim they've never met each other. For the first time ever, first let's welcome in the Honorable George W. Bush.
How are you?
Yeah, don't miss
Texas. How are you? I'm thrilled. I got a glow happening, Don, after that incredible evening I had in the State of the Union. And where's Don? Where the hell is he? Why is the studio empty? Who the hell are you?
Hello, George.
Who the hell are you?
Can't you tell by my tail and my hooves?
That looks like you're wearing one of them kind of costumes or something that you wear when you're going to go to a masquerade.
It's not a costume, you ass.
Ow! Man. Oh, man, that hurt. Look at that. That's an expensive suit. That's a Brooks Brothers suit you just did that.
My name is Lucifer.
You mean like the devil?
666. You may call me Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse, how are you? Lucifer, you're the devil. I just got to say, I am definitely not going to succumb to your ways. I just want you to know, I think you're in the hearts of all our enemies, and I want to tell you right now that I'm not going
to... Lucifer!
Ow! Whoa! Ooh! Ooh! Ow! Ooh!
I had...
Man, that hurt. Man, you got that right on my derriere.
I had a good working relationship with your dad.
I
want to say something.
Yeah.
I F your mama.
Hey, don't you say that now. I'll take you outside right now.
Hey. Ow! Oh! Ow!
You
ow!
Respect me.
Man, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, ow. Now listen, I don't want to cause any... Ow. Man, I tell you, I can smell my own hair burning. I don't want to get into some kind of fight with you, but I've heard bad things about you. My daddy said you're evil.
Your dad has been a customer of mine for a long time.
Well, I heard the guy before me was a customer. That's for Sam Hill, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Long-time customer.
Long-time customer, but I tell you, I'm not sure I could flip over there, because I think you influence all the things that are bad.
Now, if you will stop that... Now, if we could possibly get down to business.
Yes, sir.
Let me switch.
All right.
Into a more comfortable outfit.
Oh, wow, look at that. That's a lovely suit. You know what that looks like? That's like a bright red version of those Dumb and Dumber tuxedos.
I love that movie.
I like that top hat you got there, too.
Thanks.
That's a nice cane. Yeah, next thing you're going to tell me is you can shoot fire out of the end of that cane. Scene.
Watch this ass.
Ow! Ow! Man, that's, now what in the Sam Hill are you doing that for? I didn't even say anything insulting to you, Satan.
Now listen.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
All right, go ahead.
I'm Satan, I'm Satan.
All right, Bouillabaisse.
I have a great relationship with your old man.
Oh, man, I tell you, that surprises the dick out of me.
I had a great relationship with Clinton, but I want to tell you something.
Yeah?
I took him down.
Yeah.
I took him down bad. That whole Monica Lewinsky thing, that was my doing.
Let me ask you something, Satan, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, there are challenges and all sorts of things happening with the world around us. I'm trying to desperately just to get things on track here.
I can get you that Super Bowl ring. I can get you that big victory.
Listen, I just don't know, man. I've heard things about you signing away your soul, and all of a sudden, at the time comes when it's time for me to leave this earth, I'll go down there and I'll just live in eternal damnation. I'm just
there's not a lot of great people down there.
Yeah, but the great people down there are not people I just want to be associated with.
I got the real bad guys hey, on their own separate level.
Hey, you're interrupting the President of the United States, buddy boy, and I don't appreciate that. God damn it!
I'm sorry.
Man, that hurt. Oh,
hey,
I swear to God, look at
this. This will make you laugh.
Hey, that's a cute little horn you got there.
I got that from Ouchie the Clown.
Ouchie the Clown. He's that clown porn guy.
He sure is.
Of course, you're Satan. I guess you know your way around that.
He's a client.
You, I might not like you, but I think I'm going to have to respect you.
Well, listen,
what can you do about this Saddam Hussein fella?
Here's the deal I'm offering.
All right, let me think about it.
I'm offering a total victory.
Total victory?
Against Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
And Osama bin Laden.
All right, total victory. Let me go.
All I need.
Can I get a pen out?
Yeah. I need your soul.
Total victory.
And?
My soul.
I need some new pictures of the twins and of the other girls. You know, the ones that are all effed up.
Wait a second. You talking about my daughters? Nobody tells my daughters what to do. That's the most offensive thing I've ever heard. I'm going to tell you right now. You step out of this office right now. I'm not going to... Ow! Ow!
Your daughters are already in my service. Oh. Jenna and Barbara are in my service already.
Look at that. I tell you, burned all the hair off my arms. Look at that. You know something? Oh, my God. Let me see my little hand mirror.
Hold on. The cell's ringing.
You burned my eyebrows.
Give me a second.
I got those big puffy eyebrows.
Hey, boy, you there, sir. Hey, what's happening, dude? Hey, no, I got him in right now. I'm meeting with him right now. I'll tell him. All right, they love you. Can I tell you how great you looked last night? Is red a great color for your tie or what? Who's the man? Who's the man? All right. Bye. See ya.
Who are you talking to?
Dick Cheney.
Oh, I knew it. I knew he was behind this. I'll tell you, I've always thought he was in league with you. So let me see if I got this.
Did you ever question that whole pretzel thing?
Yeah.
Did you ever question, I mean, I know you're a stupid man, but did you ever really think that someone could choke to death on a pretzel?
Well, hell, I like to sit back and watch my football games and lie back on the sofa, and I was eating some of these pretzels, and I just figured one went down the wrong way.
No, that was me.
You did that?
Well, I knew directly. It was through Cheney.
Oh, you're kidding me. You mean he wanted to take over, that's why he did that?
But I'm great at the double cross.
All right,
how'd you like this?
Yeah.
How'd you like one night for that pacemaker to explode, huh?
Man, I tell you, I get so tired of all those jokes that, you know, he's the real president, and he does all the things.
Watch this.
Yeah.
For exactly 15 seconds.
Sure.
I'm going to make you smart and articulate.
All right.
When you speak about the world, you will not mispronounce words.
All righty.
And you will be understood by all. 15 seconds. Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is President George Bush. We live in a very difficult time, and I'm telling you right now, I have it under control, and I'm going to pursue our alliances, and I will pursue our relations with the good countries in this world, and nuclear power, and nuclear...
Wow.
Man, wow, what came out of my mouth, man? I didn't even make a screw up. Hot damn tamale.
Say the same thing for me.
All right.
Go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is George Bush. We're going to have a nuclear time with the powers and good and evil, and don't mess with Texas. Duh.
Christ, you're stupid.
Man,
your dad told me you were dumb. Your brother, you know, hey, I had to do the whole thing last year. Do you know how you won that election?
I'm not real sure now. You got me all confused. Besides, you burned my eyebrows off.
It was your brother who did the deal. Your brother sold his soul to me so that you could be the president because of the hanging Chad thing.
You mean Jeb made a deal with you? That's an absolute lie. I'm not going to sit here and listen to all this crap because I think you are one of... Ow! 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 That's it. I don't got no hair on my arms. I don't got no eyebrows anymore. What the hell are you doing? You're just burning me up. I feel like I'm a little French fry over here, Satan. All right, you're making a pretty convincing case just with that red cane that you keep shooting flames out of right
there. Hold on, please. Hold on.
Man, oh, man, that hurts.
Yeah, 666. What's up? Talk to me.
Smell smoke.
Hey.
Who's he talking to now?
What's happening? You're
driving me nuts.
Baby. Listen, I told you. You can't help it if you're cross-eyed. You're on top. You're on top. All right, baby. Come on, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? That's right. Oh, me love you, you stupid cross-eyed bitch. Yeah, bye, honey.
He's a tough guy. Who are you talking to, Sam?
That was the Dixie Chicks.
Hey,
the
Dixie Chicks. I'm a big fan. I like the country music. I got lots of cowboy boots, too. Let me review. I wrote down some notes here, Satan, if I can just go over this before I make any decisions.
All right, they told me I have to wind this bit up, so hurry, mate.
All right, let me see my...
George.
All right, I win the battle. I win the war against Saddam and all of my enemies. And I give you pictures of Jenna and my other daughter, and you get my soul, and everything works out nice.
And you get to do some blow.
Give me the paper.
Sign right there.
Here we go.
Sign right there.
That means we're going to win the war, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm doing this for the United States of America.
And watch this trick. As soon as you get done signing...
All right, I'm all done. Oh, man.
The paper immediately turns to fire.
And I don't burn me anymore. That don't burn me no more.
Ow.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I just signed. I thought you said you were going to... Well, it wasn't on the paper that I was going to be smarter. You mean I still got to talk like this?
Well, you're a moron.
Oh, man, but I'm going to win the war, right?
You're going to win the war, yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I guess I can...
Anything else you need, I want you to have my phone number.
All righty.
There you go, 666.
666.
666.
666.
666.
666.
6'9".
6'9". You're a funny guy, Satan. Hey, listen, you know, I'll be honest with you. You were a friend of me when you came in here, but now I just... could I shake hands or shake your hoof?
All right, shake my hoof.
All right, there we go. Man, what a pleasure.
It's nice doing business with you.
Well, it's going to be nice winning the war, and then I guess when it's time for me to go, I got to come down there and deal with all that crap. But
I'll work with that around re-election time.
Dick Cheney going to be down there?
Down there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, I can live with that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Hey, I gotta go right now. I'm gonna take a nice big S on Trent Lott's head.
Hey, nice meeting you. Thanks for the contract.
You got it.
Bye bye.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Goodbye, you dumb frig.
He's a tough guy. All right.
Wow.
I think I'll eat some of these sweet tarts now.
Hey, George.
Oh, man, I gotta leave, don't I?
George, hold on. It's time for Buzz in the News.
Oh, I hate the news.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
What's your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, will the Jimmy Kimmel Show be as much fun if the audience isn't liquored up?
Anybody want wings? Hello?
What happened?
Something. Oh, he came in again.
Jimmy Kimmel's a client. Way off.
I'm not surprised.
Sorry.
How do you think the guy got a network job? Please. He's got boobs bigger than Lisa Herman.
That's funny, mi amigo.
Way to go.
Thanks a lot.
What's my nickname?
Your name is...
Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse, not Beelzebub.
There you go.
You're a funny guy, and I love that red tuxedo.
See you, man.
Take care now.
All right, bye, Mike.
Bye-bye. Okay,
George.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that was very...
professional. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi. My name is what?
Buzz?
Yes.
Brought to you by Viramax.
Hi. My name is
Sexual Enhancer.
What?
Have great sex more often at Viramax.
Hi. My name is
available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere.
Can I have
call 1-888. VMAX. A lot of people have been waiting a long time, Buzz. Hello, Steve in Philadelphia. Hi.
Don and Mike, radio legend.
Right, hi.
Well, how are you?
We're great, thanks.
Buzz, nice to hear from you. It's been a good night for you, fellas. I just got out of work, and I was listening to you earlier, and that Osama Ben Stiller was absolutely, with Joe going outside and talking to all those people, was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Rolling.
Thanks, my friend. Thank you for waiting. Steve in Virginia. Steve.
Gentlemen, the bit with the George Bush, our famous idiotic president, it was truly hilarious. Good to hear Staten again. I always like to hear him, and I would like to say hi to Buzz.
Well, my back.
Well, there you go. Those are two people that have been waiting on hold.
Thank you.
If only those people had been on the air an hour ago.
Where were they?
Who knows what would have happened.
Absolutely.
And now here is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. One of the things Jimmy Kimmel wanted when ABC gave him a late-night talk show was an audience loosened up by alcohol.
No, he's not retarded.
But that idea went sour the very first night in his post-Super Bowl premiere.
I'll drink to that.
That night, with George Clooney passing around a bottle of vodka, fellow guest Snoop Dogg drove the censors crazy with his obscene gestures to the camera.
That's funny.
And then, of course, there was the audience member who vomited.
Well.
ABC didn't want alcohol served in the first place, but Kimmel's producers reminded the network that its owner, Disney, serves drinks at its California Angels baseball games. Good argument. But now ABC has closed the bar on the Kimmel Show, and the producers say that's fine with them. They say they have bigger fish to fry.
You know about Disney? I was very surprised. I was reading an article about... about the most popular and unpopular ads at the Super Bowl.
Right.
One of the most unpopular was the Osbournes first season on DVD.
Yeah.
And you know the company that's behind that?
Buena Vista?
No. The Walt Disney Company.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nutty.
Interesting.
Nutty.
And you're completely over the Osbournes now, right?
Yeah, I don't even TiVo them anymore.
Oh, really?
Nah. Yeah. And I laughed at the commercial the first time with Donnie and Marie. Now it's like,
yep. It's a very heavy burn factor on that.
You know? Please.
But I mean, really, it was just I'm still watching it, and the most recent episode I saw was just most of it. Really, the only thing it was Ozzy picking up poop the whole time.
Well, that was a lot of the first season too.
Yeah, I mean, and just and really so bleeped out. There was no dialogue to even discern, other than just like.
It was the first season, too.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe that's kind of why I'm burned on it. You didn't see the first
year. You're not the only one.
Well, I did see the first year at the beginning of this year. You know what I mean?
Oh, you watched them all?
Oh, watched all of them. Ah. Absolutely. I had a marathon. I spent a weekend watching the Osbournes, and yeah, I can see what your point is, because it just gets to that point where you don't, you know.
Yeah.
The ratings have fallen off dramatically.
I loved it last year, but yeah.
My favorite still, though, and what I will still laugh at, is just a picture of Ozzy staring off into space. If there's something going on and they just show him he's not doing anything, he's just kind of like trembling.
There are still good moments, like when he's trying to... he still can't figure out how to work the TV.
And she is legitimately ill. I mean, in this season... I mean, she's really sick, and that's a lot of what's going on. It's pretty weird stuff, especially when you got the Jack yelling at her because she is, going out when she's had her chemo and stuff like that. It's very, very heavy duty stuff. Kind of very, very surreal.
NBC doesn't have NFL football games these days. That privilege went to the highest bidder: CBS, Fox, ABC, and ESPN. So NBC's trying to give new life to arena football.
Well. A quick show of hands, how many people are stupid enough that they'll actually be watching arena football?
I see one.
I count my hand as the only one up in the room. Thank you.
The network says it's profitable and attractive to viewers because it's fast-paced football.
Hey, it's a waterless ship.
I'll watch it when it's on HDNet. When it's high definition, I'll watch
it. I will, too.
It might be. NBC's optimism's a little surprising, though, considering it just lost $50 million on the XFL. But arena football might be profitable. Under its deal with the league, the network gets the first $10 million of the advertising money, an equal share of each team's income, and a 5% take anytime one of the teams is sold.
And you heard it here.
Yes.
The Arena Bowl winner this year will be the Orlando Predators.
The Predators.
You are upset.
Write it down.
That's pretty funny.
NBC plans to carry 3 or 4 arena games each Sunday during that sports season.
I like the Milwaukee Mustangs as well.
Do you mean it's going to be on the network?
Yeah, it's going to be on regular Channel 4.
NBC Sundays, 3 or 4 games each Sunday during that season.
Regular Channel 4. They're going to try to fool us into thinking it's real football.
The one thing I didn't see is when is the arena football season? When does it start? When does it end?
It starts this weekend.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it ends... what are you laughing at, Mike?
You.
That I know it?
Yeah.
It ends
I knew
the weekend before football starts.
Ah, excellent.
The weekend before, like, the Hall of Fame game.
Who will be the Orlando Predators' toughest competition?
Probably Nashville.
The Nashville
Also
who?
The San Jose Bearcats.
The Bearcats.
Are very good.
Go Cats.
I like just hearing you say the names.
And the Indiana Red Dogs.
There you go.
I'm not making this stuff up.
I know.
They're good.
It's good work if you can get it. Despite Disney's recent financial troubles, CEO Michael Eisner got a $5 million bonus last year.
I appreciate that. I'll be able to buy a great deal of rare animal skins.
He gets a bonus, even though the value of the company's stock dropped 34%.
Really?
The company says he got the bonus for his excellent leadership in difficult times.
This is Michael Eisner. I'll be taking my top executives out for a celebratory dinner of snowy owl.
Mr. Eisner.
Yes, this is Eisner.
This is Smith at the front gate, sir.
Yes, what do you want, Smith? I'm busy.
We have a young girl. She has been decapitated while on the teacup ride, sir. Need assistance. Over.
FedEx the head back to the grandparents and give the parents that are still in the park 3 tickets and a free night stay at the good building. You know, the one that's got the tower on it.
Are you sure about that, sir?
The Grand Floridian.
You sure about that, sir?
Second thought, put them in the Polynesian Village.
Mr. Eisner?
Yes, this is Eisner. Is this Smith again?
Smith here.
Yes, Smith.
Kathy Lee Gifford on your cell line, piping it through to you.
Don't. No, I'm not taking her calls.
Do you want me to cover, sir?
Yes, cover, please. Hang up on her.
Mr. Eisner is busy right now.
Hold on. Smith?
Yes, sir.
Tell her that she's dead to me.
Mrs. Gifford, Mr. Reiser reports you are dead to him.
But tell her that I enjoyed the BJ.
He said he did enjoy the BJ.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that was good.
And I will send her some eel boots.
He will send you some eel boots.
Rare eel. Endangered. Extinct.
Extinct.
Thank you, Smith.
Hold on. I'm getting a message now. Yes? Hold on, please, ma'am. Smith here.
Smith, this is Eisner. I'm very busy.
You're hung like a mouse.
Oh, all right. Well,
says Gifford.
And that was a good call. Rescind the offer of the eel boots. As a matter of fact, reroute that head that was being sent to the grandparents and send it to Kathy Lee's bed.
Mrs. Gifford, Mr. Smith here. Great news. Mr. Reisner is sending you a wonderful gift that we are overnighting to you, courtesy of Disneyland. Thank you. Have a good day. Say hi to Frank in his plastic casket.
Good job, Smith. Smith, I like your work today. On your way out tonight, before you go home, help yourself to a Mickey Mouse popsicle.
Thank you, sir. Smith, out. Oh, Mr. Reisner.
Yes.
We have some fantastic hidden video of young women changing their clothes in the costume room. Would you like that, as usual, sent to your suite?
Send it right up. Make sure the head gets to Kathy Lee Gifford. And when you're calling to confirm the address, hire Frank Gifford for the Hall of Presidents.
Roger, over and out. Good Smith
job.
Out.
Good job, Smith.
We love the Smith and Eisner
He's
show.
He's one of my best men, Bill Smith.
Other Disney executives got bonuses, too. Eisner's taking his latest bonus in stocks, and the $5 million actually seems small compared to his last bonus of $8.5
million. Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz, hold on.
A call?
We have to break.
Oh.
Hello, Gail from Las Vegas.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi there.
What about the Gladiators? New to Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas Gladiators, I believe, weren't they in the finals last year?
They won last year.
The Arena Bowl champions, yes.
That's what I mean.
Your Las Vegas Gladiators.
Now, that's a good name for a team. The Vegas Gladiators.
Gladiators.
We just got our season tickets. We watch a cheerleader tryouts on Saturday.
Wow.
Rob.
Oh, boy.
Rob, don't be cynical. Rob is making like a retard. Don't worry, honey. I'm with you. I like arena football. All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Not my season ticket.
Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have no seal tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, listen to this. Listen to us in D.C. on WJFK FM. Our buddies Ron and Fez will be on tonight.
All right.
We finally found a freaking studio for those guys.
Way to go, Ron and Fez. Good.
The Philly. Matt and Huggy tonight.
Matt and Huggy, good show.
Yeah. Like them. Sacramento. Douche. 4 o'clock. I don't know what comes after us on all the other stations. There was a time that I actually used to read,
like what was going on.
So-and-so's coming up next, right. But now, yeah, I don't know. I want to plug Ron and Fez and Matt and Huggy.
Yeah, and I think that's good enough.
Yeah. Douche. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. One of the guys who founded the Beach Boys will have to get around without using the group's name. Al Jardine. Thank you.
Kind of a Beach Boys nut, Buzz.
Yes, he's been touring in recent years with a group called the Beach Boys Family and Friends.
Very nice.
Brothers Brian, Carl, and Dennis Wilson, along with their cousin Mike Love, objected to that. That led to a complicated legal fight that was anything but fun. And Jardine, who lost that battle, now calls his group the All-Star Beach Band.
We really got off heavy on it. You know, it was great.
There he is.
You know, I love him. I really love him. I've told you before, and I mean this, I think in future generations, Brian Wilson will be looked upon as Beethoven.
No question.
The Beach Boys are, without a question, my all-time favorite band ever. Love the songs, love the melodies, love the harmonies, love the way the songs are put together.
And if there was a recording of Beethoven's voice, he might sound eerily similar.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love playing the tapes of Brian Wilson.
Yes.
Except they're on a cart that's not cute.
We had a good time that night. It was, I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
There you go.
And that's like Brian Wilson 100% better than he was.
I like the small one.
When I composed my 8th symphony.
Oh, I was very nervous. Yeah, I had butterflies in my stomach.
Hard to believe that's the same genius that gave us, like, In My Room.
It's like a reunion kind of thing for me, yeah.
You know, Caroline, no. Get the Pet Sounds album sometime.
I love the scene in that movie that Brian Wilson's in when he's taking the flowers and he's hitting them with the golf club.
It's very interesting.
Like, you're thinking of Caddyshack.
Oh, it's not the same guy.
That's Bill Murray.
They just sound similar.
Yeah. That was my wife's idea.
Thank you.
What? New York Realist.
Oh, I love that song. I love it.
I know.
Brian Wilson.
Such a tard.
New York Real Estate.
It was pretty nostalgic. I felt kind of sentimental about it, you know.
So there's that.
Right.
Oh, I get so much security from them, you know, you can never guess.
It's hard.
Yeah.
New York Real
Estate. No, he's not retarded. He's not.
His trumpet is unbelievable, and he sings like an angel. The guy is absolutely great.
How'd you the clown?
New York Real Estate character Leona Helmsley's gone from being the queen of mean to the queen of confusion. She was seriously disoriented when she went to court yesterday, where she's being sued for discriminating against gay employees at her...
See you in Toledo,
at her
you
hotel.
Stupid whore.
The 82-year-old seemed to have trouble spelling out her name on the witness stand.
Really? It's C-U-N.
And was unsure about her zip code.
Hey, Junior,
oh,
really?
Junior Soprano.
She was flustered and...
Oh, really?
Rambled in her testimony. And
what?
And at one point, she got confused about the difference between past and present.
What? What?
When questioned about her conviction for tax evasion, she said, quote, I don't even know what you're talking about.
What? That's BS. You're right, Mike. That's just like Uncle Junior.
Yeah. And like that Galante, right? Gigante.
Right.
Whatever that
Gigante,
guy was.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Absolutely.
What?
What? The state of our sexual union, not so strong. A new survey shows most Americans think they're average at best in bed.
Well, they didn't ask me, did they?
No, I guess not.
I'm great.
Well, you're a celebrity. See, instead, according to this survey, Americans think highly, more highly, of the sexual prowess of Hollywood stars than they do of themselves.
You know who's the best celebrity I've ever had sex with?
Who?
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah. Sam Huff.
You know, you're too kind, and he would say the same about you.
This is Sam Huff.
Better than Benatar?
Oh, he's so good.
Guys think most of Halle Berry's abilities, that she's followed by Jennifer Lopez. Pam Anderson comes in third. Among women, George Clooney is considered the best lover, followed by Ben Affleck and Vin Diesel.
Bath play.
Please.
As for themselves, 15% of Americans think of themselves as predictable and boring in bed. And 32% of Americans say their partners are predictable and boring.
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
One out of three. The Simpsons has been on the air for 14 years now, but doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
And Buzz, hold on. Let me interrupt you. It's one of the things
right.
I do best.
Yeah?
I just, for any new listeners, my son will be 18 in a month.
Yeah, you need to clear this up.
Do the math. Because new listeners often say,
yep.
How could you have named your son after a cartoon character?
Right.
Exactly. You named your son long before The Simpsons.
Right. Mm-hmm. Bart has nothing to do with Bart.
No.
Thanks.
Now you know.
Anyway.
The Simpsons has been on the air 14 years. It's still one of the most watched TV shows on Sunday night. One of the strongest.
That is my guess. The bad guess.
That's my Bart.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the strongest shows.
And, of course, if I had had a son, I had two daughters, but if I had had a son, I would have named him Bobby Hill.
It's still one of the strongest shows on Fox. In fact, the ratings are actually increasing again on The Simpsons, and critics love the show as much as ever.
And Mike, your daughters, Lisa and Maggie?
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
They are.
Absolutely gorgeous.
And all of this as The Simpsons nears the record for the longest-running primetime sitcom with nearly 300 episodes behind them. Under the latest contract, The Simpsons will have been on the air at least 16 years, and it's now seen in more than 70 countries. Creator Matt Groening says he likes the fact that with cartoons, the characters don't age. Quoting him, I love 60 Minutes, but the people who make it are starting to look like the people who watch it. The biggest card held by Fox at the moment, though, is, of course, American Idol. That show has just led the fourth network to its biggest ratings week in years. In fact, without any sporting events, it had not been a good season for Fox until Idol returned. American Idol drew about 25 million viewers last week and nearly 27 million the week before. Joe Millionaire's also in the top 10. It got nearly 19 million viewers last week. And
you know, for me, it's a ripoff, too, for American Idol.
Joe.
If Paula Abdul doesn't go to one of the cities because she has a previous effing commitment on one of the hottest shows on television.
You're here.
She's, F that. She's don't very, you agree? Oh, she had a previous commitment, so she couldn't be at the audition where there were 600 people. You know?
Straight up. Tell me if you love me.
Great song. I mean, I like Paula Abdul and the other two guys. Yeah. The balance thing. Simon and the big guy, you know?
Well, big fat guy, the nutty
big
professor.
Fat guy, you know?
Right. Right. She was
Professor
buying,
Klump.
She was buying her season tickets for Las Vegas Arena football.
In sports, Oakland coach Bill Callahan says setter Barrett Robbins was incoherent when he turned up after missing for nearly 24 hours prior to the Super Bowl.
Want to get high?
Even though Callahan told Robbins to go back to Oakland prior to the game, he says the All-Pro is still part of the team and could play for the Raiders again next season.
Yeah, right.
Want to get high?
Yeah, the Raider Nation will dig that.
I'll drink the that.
Finally, a woman in Alaska named Lamara Lane excitedly opened the package she got in the mail. She was hoping it was the lobster she'd ordered. It was, after all, in one of those ice-packed styrofoam containers.
Oh, I know where this is going. I love this.
It wasn't lobster. You're right. It was the frozen leg of her dead father.
Yeah!
It was sent to her by a DNA lab in Houston. The leg was dug up to prove that she really is the daughter of the man who left her his estate.
Yeah.
The DNA company says it was just following orders. Where we heard that. Quoting the company's president, "We have a court order that says send it to this place and this woman. I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone."
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Now,
we've got to go. With a new episode, and good day to you, sir.
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 Robbie.
Donnie.
It's me and you and Michael Hughes go out tonight and get us some moon crickets.
I'm using a bow and arrow tonight.
What do you say? I got a gigantic jar. Okay.
PM.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.